Please take the time to visit podsurvey.com/peasants to complete a short 21-question survey. Participants in the survey will be entered into a chance to win a $100 Amazon gift card. The survey can be taken multiple times, so feel free to visit back each month for your chance to enter the drawing. Please help support the show by using our Amazon links located in the description anytime you purchase anything from Amazon. It's a great way to support the show while just going about your normal business shopping on Amazon.com. Also, check out our storefront for Drunken Peasants recommended merchandise. Patreon pledges of $5 or more will now receive 2 private shows each month. In addition to the private shows, Patreon pledges of $10 or more will receive the Drunken Peasants post show after each episode of the Drunken Peasants, Ben and Billy's monthly shitty movie review, and regular behind-the-scenes vlogs with Ben and Billy. Sign up anytime to catch the future shows as well as past content. If you want to catch the post shows but you're not a patron, click the join link below this video to become a member of the Drunken Peasants channel. In addition to each post show, you'll also get special badges and emojis that you can use in the Drunken Peasants live chat. Streamlabs will be open for the duration of each episode. Click the link below to send us a message. Donations $20 and above will be read out through text-to-speech and will require our immediate attention. All donations below $20 will be read at the end of each segment. Keep an eye out for our weekly Streamlabs goal, which if we meet, we will do an extra show the following week. If you find any content you'd like to see us cover on the show, send it to drunkenpeasantsinbox@gmail.com. All submissions will be reviewed for possible usage in a future episode. Click the Discord link in our description to join the Drunken Peasants Discord. Interact with other Drunken Peasants fans in text and voice chat, as well as the peasants themselves. Visit the Google Play Store and download the Drunken Peasants app to catch the audio version of the show while you're on the road. In addition to the app, the audio-only version of the show is also available through iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, SoundCloud, and other audio platforms. That's all we have for now. Enjoy the show.
Drunken Peasants Podcast, episode 299. Whoa, fuck. Holy shit. Whoa.
We got a big problem, Ben.
Yeah, what the fuck? What
happened
to Pimlaw?
Wallace took my job.
Yeah.
Wallace took my fucking job.
I'll switch that around.
And I'll tell you what else. We can't find Pimlaw.
Yeah, Pimlaw was supposed to be on with us tonight, but we don't know where the fuck he is.
Like, I'm almost worried.
Are you?
Because, like, what does Pimp Monk do every night? You think, like, he knew that we were doing the show. If anybody knows, anybody knows where Pimp Monk's whereabouts are, please let us know. Where,
it's like a Where's Waldo book.
Where's Pimp Monk?
Where's Pimp Monk?
He's getting pussy. That's what he said last time.
Yeah, that's always
his excuse.
When he had to
leave early. I'm getting pussy. I was like, oh, are you really? Good for you. He's like, nah, lying. I'm going to go eat some more kratom. Damn it, Pimp Monk. Where's Wallace? Oh, I guess I just got my job back. Sorry, Wallace. You prima donna motherfucker. Ah, pimp's in a kratom hole. I don't know where he is. That boy is... I was excited to talk to him again. It's been a while since him and I have had some FaceTime. He's gone. One peasant... is a fridge, the other is frozen.
Frozen?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Somehow you're frozen, and in the frozen picture, you don't have your hat.
Yeah, it's like an old image of me.
This is just, I'll tell you what, this might be the most fun episode ever.
I know, what the fuck? I'm having such a good time.
Everybody,
I can't even contain
right now,
myself.
Everybody right now, write down episode 534. 534. It's going to be a historic fucking episode. This is a dumpster fire that is going to turn into a hobo cookout. We're about to cook some fucking big nasty sausages, feed the children. This episode is haunted. Violet Stoolbutter says, show us your tits, Billy. If we hit our goal tonight, which it's very possible. If we hit our goal tonight, I will show off my King Kong milkers.
I don't know if we can. I don't know if we should do that anymore. Can we promise? I mean, you've already done it so many times anyway.
Here's what I'll do. I'll cover the nipples because I guess that's the bad part. And then I'll just hold them together like a princess bride, like Andre the Giant meets Robin Wright.
Oh God.
Okay. Okay. How about this? How about I'll just shock my fucking tits if we hit the goal tonight? It's one of those days. It's one of those fucking days. Oh, man. Anyways, guys, if you do know the whereabouts of young Pimp Monk, I would like to talk to him. We cannot find him. I assume he fell asleep. He's fell asleep before. If you hit the goal, kick Billy in the dick. What? A cock kick? Why would you do that? Tech, last episode, by the way, now that you're talking about having Ben kick me in the dick, last episode, you said in chat that you hated the cringe rap segment. I would think that you and I would have more in common and you wouldn't want to see me get kicked in the dick because I also hate the cringe rap segment.
You love it.
What? I do not.
Deep down, you just fucking love it.
I do not.
Why not?
It pisses me off. It makes me uncomfortable. It makes me uncomfortable.
Isn't Dusty a beautiful bird?
Yes. Dusty is wonderfully beautiful. Dusty's owner... Dusty's owner, did you want to come on today? I'll add you to the group and you can just let me know.
Yeah. I actually want to talk to Dusty's owner. Hopefully he doesn't have the farts. The cringe rap reveals two things: horrible rappers and how close Billy is to snapping and attacking Ben.
It's true. Because when it's really bad, he looks at me like, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah. And I don't think I'm capable of killing Ben, but I know I'm capable of killing. And who knows? Maybe I'll snap and I'll forget that Ben is my good buddy. And I'll go over and I'll break his I don't think it's brand new, but I'll break his awesome pipe, use the shards to slice into his keto belly, and then I'll eat some protein.
Hello?
Isn't Dusty just a beautiful bird?
He is. He is. He's absolutely beautiful.
Some farty Frogurt over here.
I actually just sent you some new Pimp Monk farts, Ben.
That's disgusting.
I want to play it for him, but I don't know where he is. I hope he's okay.
Yeah, I seriously am worried about young Pimp Monk, though, because it's not like him to not show up. I was at Costco this yesterday. I went to Costco, and one of the guys I ran into was a Drunken Peasants fan, and he said he used to moderate Pimp's chat. And I wanted to talk to Pimp Monk about that, but he's gone. I'm highly disturbed and worried about young Pimp Monk. Dusty, is Pimp Monk a beautiful turd? Pimp isn't Kratosis. It's ketosis for kratom.
Kratos. That is good.
I like that a lot.
Yeah, that is fucking amazing.
He better not have kratomed and drive. Does Pimp Monk even drive?
I don't know. I've never seen him drive.
I know. I remember when he was at the hospital with his papa. He was always in the passenger seat with when his mom and pop would go visit. I noticed that. He's always taking buses. Huh. Yeah, Pimp was talking last night about how he looked forward to the show tonight. I really hope he just fell asleep, right? I hope he's in a beautiful state of kratosis. What I really hope is that he wakes up and comes and gets on the show. Can you guys tell Nico Biko he is a beautiful bird?
Nico Biko, you are a beautiful bird.
Have we even seen Nico Biko?
I don't know.
I don't even know who Nico Biko is. I see Dusty right now. Yeah, so every donation right now is a prayer for Pimp Monk. No, I do worry about him a little bit, though, because this is uncharacteristic of him. He retweeted something 2 hours ago. He probably did fall asleep. Okay, good. Yeah. One donation.
No, I didn't. Pimp. No, I didn't fall asleep. No, I got tired of you motherfuckers making fun of my voice. So, I got punched in the throat.
As you guys know, this is a bonus show. You guys earned this last week. We're doing it now, and if we meet the goal by the end of the show, we'll do another one. Also, I want to remind everyone, please download and use the Brave browser. Every time you watch the show, Jesus fucking Christ, Dusty, can't even get through this.
Sorry, you want me to mute him?
No, I mean, it's okay. Yeah, so here's another thing you guys might want to check out on the Brave browser really quick. When you go to our channel and you click on one of our videos, which I'll do really quick here. Let's see. So, like, here's the last episode with Sam Pepper here. When you go to the triangle up in the upper right-hand corner and click on that, it brings up your wallet. One thing you want to make sure is that your reward settings are set right. So you can go in here. You want auto contribute to be off, because what that'll do is contribute to the shows that you watch the most. Well, I mean, unless you want to do that. Otherwise, check in every month to see if they gave you any tokens and send them to us. You don't want it set. So, because, like, by default, it has it set on. And it also sets it to automatically tip channels even if they're not verified. You're throwing your money away if that's the... see how it says allow contribution to non-verified sites? Yeah. Those sites aren't set up to receive the Brave attention tokens.
Well, and
so you don't want to give that to people who don't even know that they're getting it.
Even the ones that are set up to receive the tokens that aren't us, they're not us. So don't give them any money. Give it all to us. Greed. Give it all to us. No, I download Brave. I was using Brave. They gave me this stuff for free. And the auto tip thing, I didn't like it. I turned it off because... You know, I don't want to just throw money away either. I don't want to give any more money to Pornhub. They already get 10% of my money because I treat them like the Mormon religion. And I give them a tithing for all the fappery I do.
Fucking Pimp Monk. Anyway, yeah, use our link below in the description to download the Brave browser. Use it every time you watch us. And once a month, check to see if you have any tokens, and send them to us.
Yes.
Expel that, the jewelry.
You spelled jewelry wrong. I haven't worn my donut chain in a while. It's been kind of expelled. It's unfortunate. Yeah. The basic attention tokens is what the Brave tokens are called. What's the story behind that? Just for like paying attention to viewing, you earn?
Yeah. Yeah. They've perfected a way for viewers to support us without having to give us real money.
Yeah.
Which is amazing. And by the way, our Patreon and Subscribestar combined amount is over 4,500 again.
Yes.
So thanks a lot, you guys.
Yes. Oh, yes. Hey, Dusty, are you a beautiful bird?
Dusty, aren't you just a beautiful bird? Billy actually gave Dusty a cameo shout out.
Yeah. After I did it, I was like, I wonder if that was a good enough cameo shout out. Like, you didn't ask for much in the cameo. So I'm like, I'm sitting there, I'm recording it, and I'm like, I thought it was cute, but then I was like, wait, should I have like started talking about how I eat at Arby's a lot or something? Because I remember what Kevin Sorbo did. And I remember what Tom Arnold did, and I'm like, shit, they went in depth. I just said some cute stuff and gave some kisses because I'm a cockatiels, a hey, cockatiels. Ben,
could Dusty the cockatiel's owner tell Dusty the cockatiel he's a beautiful bird?
That's fucking great.
Dusty, you're a beautiful bird.
Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah. Oh, man. I've really been kind of slipping lately. Like, I weigh in every week on this diet, and I forgot to weigh in this morning because of fucking Pokemon. Does it counteract itself, though, if I was playing Pokemon Go? That's why I didn't weigh in. I don't know. I should probably stop playing Pokemon Go. I think it's become a problem. I missed a fucking weigh-in. I never miss weigh-ins.
So what does that entail?
I weigh in every Saturday. I tweet my weigh-in so I can keep track of my stuff. Today was Pokemon Community Day, and I'm like, I gotta go catch Pokemon, and I forgot to weigh in this morning.
And I've noticed, like, you have to be all about the routine.
Yeah.
And if you miss the routine, you're just like, it's just fucking over, right?
Yeah. Which, like, for the most part, like, I'm still eating everything. I'm still in the routine otherwise, but I can't believe I forgot to weigh in today. Usually I weigh in every Saturday morning, and I slipped. So I got to, like, double check myself and make sure I don't do it again. I got to weigh in tomorrow. That'll make up for it. Some days I weigh in like a day early if I'm planning on being out of town, like, or I won't be at home or certain things. So, like, it's not a real slip, but, like, I just fucking woke up and ran right outside of the house, and I totally forgot. And I want to know if I'm under 360 pounds or not.
I have a scale.
I don't want to.
Do you do it naked?
Yeah.
Okay.
100%.
I always did that too. It's like, man, I need to drop these couple pounds that my clothes have.
Yeah, I don't, because my clothes are probably heavier than most people's clothes as well. Because I got big old fat guy clothes.
Bigger people require more fabric for their clothes.
And I weigh, like, when I wake up with an empty stomach and everything. So, like, I gotta do my routine. I gotta wake up. I gotta get on the scale butt ass naked before I shower, so there's no water weight dripping in my hair or no aqueducts in my crevices. I do try to take a poop before I weigh myself too. I try and get every little bit out. It's what you got to do when you're a weight loss person like me. You got to get every little bonus possible. We should wear Hawaiian shirts.
Damn. Yeah, I don't have any of those.
I might have one. I feel like I got to go through my clothes and see where it's at. I might have threw it away when I moved. I don't know, man. I do like Hawaiian shirts, though. People say Billy steals from the chat. I don't steal from the chat. I legitimize the chat. If your chat is funny enough for me to relay on the show,
yeah,
then I just gave you guys the
it's just like Carlos Mencia. He just steals the jokes he thinks are good, guys. It's a compliment.
It's the purest form of compliment.
Oh, imitation.
Yes. I'm not even imitation. I'm immortalizing your words. And of course I'm not gonna give you a shout out. It would throw the entire sway of everything off. I feel like you guys should be very happy when you see me steal your joke. Sometimes, though, I don't even steal them. Sometimes we just, like, you know, we both think of the same thing, and then I see someone like, Billy stole from chat, and I'm like, what? Oh, no, I didn't.
I mean, like, I've had things where I've legitimately said something that I had never heard before. And people are like, you stole that from so-and-so. It's like, no, I just said it, and they must have said it before me.
Yeah.
It's like people have this weird thing where, like, if someone else said something, if anyone else ever says the same thing after that, they had to have stolen it.
Isn't the theory of synchronicity where, like, two things can happen independently of each other? And people think that it must be coincidence, but it's not. It's just that so much shit is going on. Does Billy have any Alolan forms of Pokemon Go, says Hypothesis? You know I do. I think I have every Alolan form released. I got a nice Muk. A nice Alolan Muk. The Rainbow Muk. I like that. I think my favorite Alolan Pokemon might be the Rainbow Muk. I wanted to get the Alolan Snorlax, but I guess that's just fan art. I was looking around for an Alolan Snorlax, and they're like, someone told me it was real, but they were wrong. So missing a Weya makes you think you have a problem with Pokemon Go, not nearly driving off the road trying to get a Mudkip. The fuck, Billy? Anyway, take my money, you scammer individuals. Look, I didn't drive off the road. Sometimes I hit a curb while I'm not playing Pokemon Go. Like, I'm just a bad driver. No. But and I wouldn't try and catch a Mudkip, all right? I might drive off the road for like a drive.
I didn't even know what a Mudkip was. Like, I had heard the meme. Like,
I heard you like Mudkips.
Back in the day when Tom Green was getting trolled by 4chan constantly.
Do you love Mudkips?
They call me, be like, Mudkips, do a barrel roll.
Do you love Mudkips?
Yeah. Mudkips. So, I guess we're going to do a show without an actual guest aside from Dusty, and that's fine. Because, guys, honestly, sometimes guests cancel. You know, back in the day, in the early days of this show, we had guests every now and then, maybe like a couple times a month. The show has gone on for a while, like, you know, trying to find a guest for every fucking episode. When you're doing 3 episodes a week, Jesus fucking Christ, that's a lot of episodes. So yeah, we got to get used to doing it just me and Billy every now and then, at least.
I missed Pimp Monk. I wanted him here, and I'm a little worried. That's all.
A lot of people were pleasantly surprised about Sam.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I saw 2 comments basically that were recurring after the Sam episode. It was like, oh my God, Sam was a great surprise. And the other one was, rapist! And I was like, shit. But I mean, I think that everything was proven not to be that. But some people don't care and don't follow. I thought he was fun. Show wall. I thought Sam was fun. He's a friend of mine. He told me the night before that he was going to be in town. And I was like, I got to do the podcast tomorrow. And he's like, can I be on it? I said, I think so. It wasn't something we had planned out, and it worked out.
Oh, my God. Uh-oh. Holy shit.
And the bear has risen from hibernation.
Yeah. I'm awake.
Did you fall asleep? Shit.
I did fall asleep.
Hypothesis just said there's no Alolan Snorlax. I figured that out. Someone told me there was, and I found a bunch of fan art of it, but there wasn't. But also, I would dress my son up as Munchlax, because I'm a Pokemon fucking fanatic now. I can't help it. I'm not even a fanatic.
How many illegitimate children do you have, Billy?
How many illegitimate do I have? You really think I'd be the type of guy to count my illegitimate children?
Too illegit. Too illegit to quit.
Too illegit to quit.
Yeah.
You know, my favorite MC Hammer song was Pumps and a Bump.
Pumps
a lot
and
of people
bump.
Don't know that song. A lot of people don't know
that
song.
Shit.
Okay,
are
I'm going
to be edgy.
I'm going to sing a piece of my favorite MC Hammer song right now. Okay, here we go. Tell me if you know what one this is. Do what you want to do. Say what you want to say. Live how you want to live. Play how you want to play.
The Addams Family.
Yeah!
Yeah, I remember that.
The Addams Family groove was my favorite. I can't help that. That was my shit.
When we tried to do that romantic song, have you seen her? It was so fucking bad. It was awful.
Brave what? Connects with Tor in a private window?
What's Tor?
Chris Xavier with a $5 said, wow, Brave connects with Tor in a private window.
What's Tor?
Tor is it not a downloading? Like is it torrent or
I don't know.
A news sharing? I don't use Tor personally, but I remember talking about it back in the day, but that's dope. Another person also said Chrome has disabled the way that Netflix and sites like it display 1080 or 4K, like HD viewing, and that Brave doesn't disable that. So if you're a Netflix watcher, you can watch on Brave and get that full HD experience. So I thought that was pretty cool too. Ever since we've been talking about Brave, there's just been so many people that come out with great things to say about it.
Cool.
So Pimp Monk.
Yes, sir.
I ran into a guy at Costco yesterday. He was a fan of the Drunken Peasants, and he was a big, tall, big guy. He said he used to be a moderator in your in your chat, and that you and him had a falling out.
His name is Larry.
I think so. I couldn't remember. I was like, oh man, yeah, Pimp Monk's, I love Pimp Monk. And he was like, yeah, him and I had a falling out. And I was like, oh man, did you say something that pissed him off? He's like, nope. He was like, I was the one that fell out.
Yeah. Yeah.
What happened?
I don't know what I said to piss him off.
Okay.
I have no clue what I did to piss him off. But I mean, I have no problem with him. I still love the big fucker.
Yeah, he was so cool as shit. We chopped it up.
I don't know why he's mad at me, but I still love him. You know, he's cool.
Yeah, he's a good dude. I thought it was cool running into him, and
yeah, big old boy.
Yeah, big boy. So, but he was.
I have no problem with him whatsoever, though. I want that to be known. I have no issues. He got mad at me. I didn't get mad at nobody.
What is that?
Everybody.
What is this? Hold on. What is this? Oh shit! Hold on.
That's the weird fart guy.
I'm at Kmart right now.
Oh shit!
Hey, Pimp Monk, it's David, the owner of Dusty the Cockatiel. I'm at Kmart right now, actually, and I'm gonna name a fart after you. Ooh, that was Pimp Monk, the fart at Kmart.
At Kmart.
It's still me, David, Dusty's owner. I'm gonna squirt out another fart for you.
Oh!
Oh man,
that's just gross.
That wasn't me. That was Pimp Monk.
He actually looked at me too.
I bet that person fucking looked up Pimp Monk on the internet. They're like, "What the fuck is Pimp Monk?"
They looked it up because they thought it was some sort of disease they could have contracted from that fart. They're like, oh, "I think I might have caught the Pimp Monk," but no,
that was a wet one.
Yeah, that was a shart. That one had some soup in it. That was nasty.
It had a little juice.
Ugh. Anyway, Pimp Monk. This Kmart I'm at is going out of business. And you know what else is going out of business? My underwear.
Oh,
Lord have mercy on me.
It's going out of business.
Yeah.
It already went out of
business.
And the Kmart actually already did go out of business. It's a U-Haul now.
My soul. Hey, Pimp Monk, I'm back at Kmart again, and I think I'm going to name another fart after you. Oh, that was Pimp Monk Jr., the fart.
Is this an old photo of Dust or an old video of Dusty's owner?
Wait, has he been farting for Pimp Monk for decades?
Apparently so.
It's an oldie but a goldie.
You can tell how much obesity has slopped up your farts, because those were two different levels of farts. I'm assuming it's your weight gain that made the fart change in noise, and not just some sort of damage you've done to your anus over the years.
Damn.
Forgive me if it's not the weight gain, because I know as a fat guy, sometimes my cheeks will slap on a fart. They'll just... So I'm assuming over the years...
My flatulence has been brutal no matter what weight I am.
Well, that one had more of like a high-pitched like singing tone to it. It was like
a little squeal at the end there.
With a little bit of at the same time. Like if you layer those two sounds together. Yeah. The other one was just like if you took a ladle full of soup and dropped it on my naked stomach. That's what that one sounded like.
Sound like his pugger string broke.
Oh. So what did you eat before you went to Kmart to shart everywhere?
That was probably like there's this place, it was in Springfield, Illinois. They have this place called Darcy's Pint. They sell these things called horseshoes where it's a big piece of Texas toast with some hamburger a big sloppy melty cheese and fries piled on top of it. It's great.
You're sick son of a bitch.
Apparently, I keep getting frozen. I wonder why the fuck that keeps happening.
What the hell?
I don't know. Like,
let it go.
I think something weird let happened with your camera on the last show too.
Yeah, there was like a picture of like my nose disappeared.
I didn't remember seeing it that way, though.
I did.
Oh, was it that way for a while?
No, it disappeared after like 10 seconds maybe.
Oh, okay. I'm going to have to unplug and plug the cameras back in.
Yeah. So, Pimp Monk.
What's up, Bill?
How you been, my buddy? It's been too long.
It's been a minute. I've been all right, man. Just dealing with Dylan.
How's your weight loss going?
It's going pretty okay. Pretty good. I've lost about, I don't know, about 30, 40.
Nice. What are you doing?
Just right now, just dieting, just doing the low-carb deal.
Good.
Yeah. I've been dealing with some health issues lately. So for a minute there, I had to lay off of it because there was a bunch of shit going on, but I'm back on it now. So
I'm glad you're back on it.
Yeah. I've got a lot of health issues going on, but I'm getting better. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. That sucks.
I'm high as fuck right now on my meds. So. That's the reason I was late, because I was sitting here and just dozed off.
Are they good meds?
Pretty good meds.
Well, that sounds good.
Yeah, but, so I haven't took Kratom in like 4 days because I'm back on my meds. I don't mix the two.
That's probably good, right? Meds depressants?
No.
What?
Some of them are antidepressants.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah, I mean, I take one that keeps me from, like, because I have panic attacks and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And so it keeps me calm.
Calm. And,
yeah. And then I'm just chilling because I'm coming back to VidCon to fart in an air conditioner.
That was the worst fart I probably ever smelled in my life. And it had to travel all the way across the room to get to me.
Yes, that was a vengeance fart. That was... Billy was
but there were like civilian casualties of that fart.
Wow.
Yeah, poor Barbara. Like, what type of man farts into an air conditioner? That's
a good type of man.
It's aimed right towards tiny little Barbara for you to see. She's laying there just trying to sleep, trying to be a good human. That fart was the last thing that she smelled before getting exiled to Slovenia. That was her last American memory, was your slapped ass.
Yeah, sometimes innocence must die.
Oh, man. That's actually sad. That poor girl.
My favorite memory of it is when I walked outside, I heard Billy, "Goddamn Emma!"
It was gross. Ah. Well.
It was good times.
Yeah, we did.
By the way, since Egghead's in the chat, can you guys tell him to hurry up?
Hurry up with what?
He's making a video about how beautiful Dusty is, and he's gonna like show his tub and stuff.
What is it? A comparison contrast for something beautiful and something ugly?
Actually, I think so.
Dusty versus Egghead's tub.
Yeah, and then Egghead's actually going to sing the song Forever by Kiss to Dusty.
Okay, this is weird.
Well, this Birdman is very weird anyway.
Yeah, I think I'm living a fever dream right now. I'm just glad you're alive, Pimp Monk.
I'm always alive. I was just been sick and took too many medications, I think.
Yeah.
So, yeah. We're good.
You better be careful on those meds, my man.
No, it ain't that. What it is, see, I was off of them for a minute, and then when I got back on them, my system wasn't quite ready for them yet, and they go into shock. That's all. And I'm kind of like going to sleep right now. In a couple days, I'll be fine.
Dusty's owner's name is David Spirit, by the way.
His name is...
I wish chat would say something funny so I could steal a joke right now.
Chat's all right, man. Egghead is going to rehab Tub Girl. There you go. I don't know. Tub Rehab.
Because like the internet history, there's the photo Tub Girl, and it's one of the grossest pics on the internet. It got viral fame because it's a girl basically projectile diarrheas on herself in a bathtub.
Yeah.
Somehow Egghead's bathtub has usurped that as nastiest bathtub on the internet.
Yeah, that's fucked up, isn't it? Because I remember that tub girl.
Yeah, Egghead is the invisible tub girl.
That was a bad
Egghead
tub.
Egghead the invisible tub girl.
Egghead's in the chat. You done? Are you done? Are you done yet?
Live crust. There was live things growing in that tub. Like weird bio shit going on. I don't know.
But, I gotta say, Egghead would have rage quit like 20 minutes ago if this was 6 months ago. Egghead's growing. He's learning to roll with the punches. And Egghead's is sitting right next to him laughing at all this, so good for her. Good for her.
He was on my show one time, and she actually almost knocked him out with her titty. I told her to hit him with the head with her titty, and she did, and he almost knocked his ass out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's pretty funny.
Egghead's growing like the mold in his tub. Wow.
You know, JF went through some court issues not too long ago with his ex, and his ex's lawyer actually brought up clips of my show where he said licks the legs for 30 minutes in the courtroom.
Are you serious?
Yes, he told me. JF told me this.
That's crazy.
Yeah, they actually brought up the clips because he said he was a pervert and all that stuff or something like that. Yeah, sure did. And come to find out, JF is a pervert because every girl that was ever in my on my show when he was on there, he would message him later and like even some ugly ones. So yeah.
Well, it's the law of attraction, right?
He wanted to lick their legs.
If they're lawful, then you can be attracted to them.
I'm not. He didn't message me. I guess I'm an ugly girl.
Animancer said JF hit on him. Damn. JF Holiday. Jeff Holiday sent me a clip of JF and his girl together. And she was like.
Oh, hold on. I think I have it.
Oh, you got it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I vomit everywhere in the restaurant.
She vomited everywhere in the restaurant. Was she drunk or was she sick?
Is that what she said?
JF, I vomit everywhere in the restaurant. Like, when I first heard this, I was like, did someone dub me and JF talking about them over their video? Because this is like something
like drugged out Elmo.
You don't expect someone to seriously come on camera and say this. Like I thought this was me saying like a joke about mayonnaise and SpaghettiOs, but no, this was legit. More, he's got a big happy smile on his face. I'm glad she makes him happy.
The retarded Elmo makes him happy.
Yeah. Was that all the clip?
In the car and everywhere.
Yeah, okay. Bye bye.
Yeah, okay. Bye bye.
There's one where she comes on because he's got this one dude on his show, and she comes on and she thinks, and JF tries to explain that she thinks that he's the one that harasses her and stuff, but it's not him. It's weird. It's really weird.
Yeah, they deduced that to being like PTSD, but.
Yeah.
It was very weird.
And it's also the one that he did the Jew check on.
It would be
make sure she was.
It would be cool. It would be cool if we could have a show where JF and I can debate Jeff and I can debate JF and Mama JF. And,
okay.
And Jeff and I will use the voices of them.
Oh, well, JF sounds just like JF.
It's so funny.
That dude, it is spot. I've never heard anyone that can sound exactly like somebody as much as he can him.
Actually, fuck a debate. It should just be see how long Jeff and I can copy everything they say. Like, you know that game where, like, you start copying everything somebody says and you try and follow through and they try and get you to break it until I'm an idiot and I stink like shit. And you have to follow through with it. We'll just do that for like two or 3 hours. I mean, that's fine.
I vomited in restaurant.
JF, I vomited SpaghettiOs and mayonnaise all over the restaurant.
What the fuck was that? Like, literally, what was that?
She was so gleeful when she was saying it, too. Like, it was like she was proud of vomiting all over the... And it's like, there's no reason for her to be on the show. She came in, tucked her head into the area to get on mic to tell people she vomited in the restaurant. It was like her proud act of celebration.
That's fucked up.
Play it again!
You want to play it again?
One more time.
All right.
Yeah, one more game.
Hello.
Hey, what's Jeff? Up, guys? I vomit everywhere in the restaurant and in the car and everywhere.
Yeah, okay. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Hey, what's up, guys? I vomit everywhere in the restaurant and in the car and everywhere. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
What's up, guys? She does a little introduction and goes straight into the vomitorium. It's amazing. What a beautiful human being she is. I mean,
well, say I took a bath in Egghead's tub and then voice Billy.
JF, I took a bath in Egghead's tub and I vomited everywhere and it was actually cleaner afterwards.
Wow.
You know you got a stink bathtub when it can be freshened up by Riri vomit.
Yep.
Riri vomit.
Yeah.
Riri.
Repeatedly regurgitated, obviously, is what Riri means.
I thought you meant retard.
No! Oh, no! It's short for repeatedly regurgitated, Pimp Monk. I would never. I would never.
Are you a retardist?
Oh, no.
All right, let's check out what's going on with DP Action Ninjas.
Yes!
Wow, that was powerful. Okay. Okay.
Did a little cocaine today. Sledgehammer.
Boom. All right, let's see what we've got here. Here's some more Catholic stuff. Looks like a cardinal is getting removed. He's getting defrocked, as they call it.
Defrocked?
Yeah, that's what they call it.
Is molesting a cardinal sin?
A good one.
Kurt Martins is a professor of canon law at the Catholic University of America.
How bullshit is that? You get to like be a professor of the bullshit law that the church gets to follow.
Joins us now from Washington. Professor, I went to Catholic school all of my life except college. And listen, defrocking is something they taught us about in school, but I mean, very few people get defrocked, especially cardinals. Am I wrong to see this as a huge story?
No, it's not wrong. It's actually a very huge story because defrocking is not actually the correct term. We call it dismissal from the clerical state. So someone who's been a priest is now dismissed from the clerical state, is no longer supposed to be a priest, can no longer present himself as a priest. So it's basically the death penalty for clerics, if you want, because it's a perpetual...
Is it really basically the death penalty, though? Doesn't that mean you get killed? And you don't get to live anymore.
I think this is their way of selling it as being horrible when the fact is he's not going to see any jail time for what he did because the church will protect him. Like I hope.
Exactly.
I hope I'm wrong about that. But guys, trust me, this is the death penalty, so we don't need to seek any other further law enforcement. We don't need to open this with the police. We've defrocked him. It's okay.
He's defrocked.
He's defrocked.
Basically dead.
It's the death penalty. He's been defrocked.
Penalty.
Fuck off.
You cannot come back.
He's been defrocked because he decocked a 10-year-old.
Worst.
Change your life now.
Okay, so if it's not defrocking, what exactly is defrocking as defined?
It's basically dismissal from the clerical state because defrocking is the colloquial term that we use for saying the same thing.
Okay, right? The same thing. All right. So we know we know that the former Cardinal McCarrick is the highest ranking church member to get defrocked in colloquial terms. How often does this happen in church history?
It doesn't happen too often. Actually, if you look at the crisis that we have been experiencing here in the States since 2002, we have seen priests defrocked, although exact numbers are not available. When it comes to bishops or church leaders, that happens very rarely. We've seen McCarrick now. We've seen a bishop in Canada, in Antigonish, Bishop Leahy, who was defrocked. And we've seen two retired Chilean bishops being defrocked in the past two decades. So it's not much. So it's very significant.
You know, having been an altar boy and a Eucharistic minister and gone to Catholic school, Professor, I've seen the power that bishops have, right? It's almost supreme power, at least when it comes to the church. But within the last decade or so, maybe last 5 years, it seems as though bishops are sort of losing, I don't know, a little bit of their ask no questions. They say what they want and they don't respond to whatever they want to talk to. They're being compelled now to do more, say more, act faster. Is that accurate?
Yeah, they should be, because we got an entire history of them being moved around when they molest little kids and sent to different cities to go on and repeat offend rather than go to jail and be held accountable for their actions. So if you're silent, you're an accomplice. If you don't speak up, you're just as guilty as the kid toucher. If you know it happened,
right in the bedding.
If you know it happened and you don't speak up, you should go right in the fucking jail with him. And
boom.
Defrocked is like it's like the death penalty. No, dude, let's actually talk about the death penalty. All right, if you're at the very tip top and you've been doing this and you've been one of the people that were part of the rosary bead scheme where you put a certain type of rosary bead on a child because they're more vulnerable to being molested, so other priests and bishops can see that and target that kid. If you're part of that, let's really talk about the death penalty. You should be defrocked in the most literal term of, not this bullshit. He was removed from the church. He should be removed from the earth.
Yeah, this whole, they got their own laws and take care of their own stuff is bullshit, man. It's fucking nuts. And how we've let them do that is, to this day, I don't understand.
I mean, we don't let them do anything. Don't get it twisted.
We pretty much do. Though.
The Catholic Church does what they do. It's like, could you declare war on the Catholic Church?
I could.
I don't think
kind
America.
Of.
That would be rough. All right, because the Catholic Church is not.
Maybe we should.
I don't want to say it, but I do want to say if you're inside that regime,
I would say there should be like an investigation. Mm-hmm. Done probably by the UN or something like that.
And because, outside interest.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, this whole we're going to take care of ourselves thing is not working. It's not working. And we're giving them it seems like we're giving them a fucking pass.
We're not even giving them a pass. It's not even that it's not working. It's that it's working in a way that it covers up everything, and we know that. We've seen the movie Spotlight. It was a freaking newspaper that dug and investigated and found out how much heinous shit was being covered up. That was a newspaper. Nothing changed fast
not
enough.
Really.
Everybody was still quiet and hush, and they're saying the epidemic that started in 2002. It started in 2002. The uncover-up started in 2002.
But exactly.
The truth here is it's been going on for as long as we can look back and see. And so the epidemic is not a 2002 epidemic. They're speaking up more now. That's because it's you can't hide it anymore. You got people who 50 years ago would have disowned their children if their children said that their priest touched them. They would have said, oh God, no. Nope, you can't say that about the church. Parents are starting to fucking listen. People around are starting to listen. The facts are there. We have concrete proof that this has been a cover-up. It's not even that we are letting them get away with this. They've been getting away with it. And we can't do shit about it because the Catholic Church is a force. It's Vatican City is a force. It is a force to be reckoned with. And all the people around the world that are good Catholics, what are you going to tell them? You're going to rip the Band-Aid off and say everybody who's been giving you your faith is a fucking creep. Maybe not everybody, but enough of them protect this shit and hide this shit over the years. You can't be blind to it.
The ones in the power seem to be creeps.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fucked up.
But no, but defrocking is like the death penalty. Fuck off. You brought up death penalty, dude. You brought it up. Let's really talk about death penalty. Fuck defrocking. You little bitch ass.
I'm a scholar of Catholic,
whatever the fuck he was, Catholic science or what was this? Is this his name? He's a shill for the fucking team. He's team Kitty Diddle cover up. Fuck you. Fuck you. You brought up death penalty. Let's hold you accountable for this shit. Let's bring up death penalty. If you're responsible for over a dozen children not getting justice, then maybe you should be charged with death penalty. You should be scared. You should be afraid to pull this shit off. That's what we need.
Yep.
And I think Amazon should fund it.
Maybe.
Because they're not paying taxes anyways. Let's give Vatican City to Amazon.
Going to be the new spokesman for the Catholic Church, Mercedes Carrera.
Ah! Oh, man.
Too soon.
Pussy-ass bitch. But have you seen Amazon? They're pulling out of New York City. T-Saw, Billy, can you please tell my penis that it's a sweet cock? What?
What the fuck?
T-Saw, your penis is a sweet cock. Anyways, back to this fucking train of thought. We know the Catholic Church is shitty, but that just triggered me. Him saying that defrocked is like the death penalty. This guy is a shill for the team. I want him out. And I want... You can't... Ardrish, you can't give a drink for gay Billy if I was reading a super chat? That's not fair.
I'll be right back.
That's gay for pay, Billy.
That is accurate, at least because it is a credibility crisis. Their credibility is at stake. However, they still have, in the church's system, the highest power that is possible, a bishop for his diocese and a pope for the whole church. Ass. So the decision today, when you look at the statement of the Holy See, it includes abuse of power as an aggravating circumstance. That is pretty significant. It means that abuse of power is something that will be looked at in the context of these crimes.
What is the reaction within the church? So externally, from non-faithful, they see this as a huge black mark on another black mark on the church's reputation.
No shit, we do.
Yeah.
But what's it like from inside the church? So we got a guy who grew up in the Catholic school system interviewing the guy who graduated in Catholicism. Is this the shilliest shill I've ever seen? What is going on here?
The bird's getting excited.
Yeah, Dusty, this is disgusting.
The bird must have went to a Catholic church.
Dusty is dusted and disgusted right now. I agree.
For Catholics, it's somewhat embarrassing.
Young bird.
For Catholics, it's somewhat embarrassing. Somewhat embarrassing? This should be a guilt. The Catholicism is all about pushing guilt on the followers, right? Your fucking atonement for your guilts and your sins and confessions. I'm 100% sure confessions are just another way that priests get people, like the guy confesses his impure thoughts about homosexuality, and the priest is like, "We got another one, son." What the fuck else is a confession about? It's so they can know what everybody's thinking and what everybody's in, so they can further fucking control them. It's the same scam as your parents buying a kid a diary. If you were a kid that had a diary, your parents were snooping on you and you were dry snitching on yourself and you didn't know it. Catholicism confession is the same damn thing.
Yeah, confessions are a weird thing anyway. It's so fucking weird.
This is gross, but this fucking asshole over here has the gall to say, they feel a little guilty, a little shame. They feel a little shame. You should stand the fuck up and fight the power. I don't care if you fight believe you're going to go to hell if you disagree with the church. Some things are worth risking hell over. And the safety of fucking children, I swear on everything, is one of them.
Yep.
What is the view as you've heard it inside the church?
Inside the church, it's hard to say there is this or that view. There are mixed views. It's for sure that there are still supporters. There are people who said that this should have happened years ago. So there is a mixed approach.
There are supporters and there are people who say this should have happened years ago. What a bullshit statement. This guy got a degree in bullshit. And he can't even give us a fucking proper response other than some people say it should have happened years ago while others support it. What a crock of shit.
That's what they've been doing for years. This church, you never get straight answers out of them. Never give any kind of real truth from them.
So I want to see if he goes any further into this, because like that was an easy question to say. He could have been like, you know, the church obviously doesn't want to take responsibility, so they're ignoring everything and just going along business as usual.
Well, some people say it should have happened years ago.
I'll tell you what,
I'm sure there are a few people in there that are against what they've done, but you know, whatever.
Years from now, I think defrocking should come at the end of a guillotine. That's how you get defrocked. How about that?
It's not a happy day for Catholics today because this should not have happened.
When do Catholics have happy days? All their holidays are about guilt and shame and fucking not eating meat, right? Isn't that a Catholic thing?
Yeah.
Eating fish on a Friday?
I don't know.
Yeah, there's nothing happy about fish on a Friday.
In the first place, for victims, it's a huge step forward because their story is believed and there is given some consequences to it.
What does this do to Pope Francis's reputation? And in that, I mean his reputation as perceived by some as being more involved, stronger. Not everybody feels that way, but some do. What does this do to his reputation?
Well, the proof of the pudding is in the eating, to use a colloquial expression again.
This fucking asshole.
The
proof of the pudding is in the eating.
Yeah, Bill Cosby was famous for pudding too, motherfucker. Pudding pills and bitches drinks.
He thinks prison's an amazing experience.
How are you gonna make a pudding joke when they're talking about kids being taken advantage of? Fuck this guy. What a true piece of shit.
We will have to see how this transpires to the future and what further cases will lead to. There is still the pending appeal of Archbishop Apuron, the Archbishop of Guam, a U.S. territory, who was accused of sexual abuse of minors, predating his episcopal ordination. However,
I don't know what word he just said. Episcopalian.
Episcopalian something.
I don't know what that was. I don't know what that means.
Well, there's an Episcopalian church, but I don't. I mean,
Was it nomination?
Yeah, I mean, there is a nomination.
Episcopalian nomination. So he got nominated into his position after he was accused of diddling kids.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah.
Is that what he fucking said?
That's basically what he just said. Indeed, he was. That was
Episcopalian ordination when he was ordained. I don't fucking know, man. That pescatarian fish eater.
I mean, he thought that was going to make it, you know, sound good. It was before he got in our church, but you let him in afterwards. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Dusty translator. I'm not reading that. Ben can read it later.
That man was nuts. Dismissed from the clerical state, he appealed the decision that found him guilty, and it sits now with the Pope. So it depends on how the Pope deals with this. Do we see now a
look at all this
kind
weird,
of zero tolerance towards behavior by bishops?
Looks like a sea of semen.
I never understood that. You know, like being raised in Catholicism, I just never understood the crazy get-ups.
Oh, you didn't understand the crazy get-ups and pageantry? All the pageantry?
There is a lot of that.
It's because they're all gay. They're like, look, we're gonna do two things, all right? We're gonna molest kids and we're gonna dress fabulous.
We're gonna look good.
Yeah. Bitch, put on this pink hat, bitch. Bitch, you look like a giant cum, bitch. You look like a big old fucking cum with that hat, bitch. I love it. Fuck.
Next week the Pope is gonna
meet. Drink my wine.
Drink my wine. Drink my juice. Drink my Jesus juice, Macaulay.
With bishops from around the world. Who exactly has been summoned to Rome for this meeting?
Well, these the people that have been summoned to Rome for this meeting are primarily presidents of episcopal conferences. So the leaders of the church in a given nation, and also Eastern hierarchs from the Eastern Catholic churches. What to expect from this meeting? That's a whole other question. They will sit together for 3 days. You have people coming from different backgrounds, different cultures. It's going to be surprising if some new measures are coming from this meeting that only is going to last for roughly 3 days.
Professor, dioceses around the country have been releasing lists of priests.
He's a professor in the bullshit laws that the Catholic Church, for some reason, get to hold themselves to.
Did he internally? Did he just reveal some truth there, though?
I don't know.
When he's like, look, they're all meeting to discuss the issues, but it's only 3 days. They're not really going to get anything done on this in 3 days. He basically just said, look, they're meeting to, like, you know, address the issues without actually addressing them. It's going to be 3 days of war stories of all the fucking kids they diddled or something fucking gross. I think he kind of slipped up there. Fuck him. He's saying there's not going to be any change here. He just fucking said that. Did I read that wrong?
who have faced credible accusations of sex abuse in the past. Do you expect at some point every diocese in the United States to release that list?
To that question, yes, we could expect that list. How that list looks like, that's a whole other discussion, because what is credible accused? Do you include deceased priests?
That's fair.
That's a huge question among canon lawyers.
Why wouldn't you include deceased priests?
You should.
Yeah.
And by extension, among Catholics these days, not everybody feels comfortable to also put deceased priests on there because they lack the rights of defense. They can't defend themselves anymore.
To defend themselves, right.
Fuck defense. All right. They're men of the cloth. If they're dead, they're either in heaven for all the good work they did, and it doesn't matter, or they're in fucking nowhere. Because heaven doesn't exist and the cloth was full of fucking devils, whether they were fucking guilty or not. Who the fuck cares about dead people's name if they were accused? If they don't have to defend themselves, if you're right and they were good people and they went to heaven, they're not going to be pulled out of heaven because somebody accused them wrongfully. Release that fucking list.
Catholics do have some weird rules about that kind of shit, though.
Do.
Like, back in the day, I don't know if they still do this, but you used to be able to pay indulgences. You used to be able to buy your deceased loved one's way into heaven if they didn't make it.
Yeah.
And that's why the church, you know, acquired so much wealth aside from conquest and things like that too.
But if they were falsely accused, like, you're not going to be like, you're not going to get to the pearly gates and Peter's going to be like, oh, you were false. I don't know. Saint Peter. Or
yeah.
The fuck
yeah.
His name
yeah,
is.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't fucking, I don't know, man.
Well,
I don't
It's true.
He's going to be like, by the way, you were falsely accused of some shit. So you can't get in. That's not how it works. Right. Is that at that point you would be a bit of a martyr because you were falsified. You'd be like, oh man, you put up with some falsification. That's some struggle you shouldn't have gone through. Come on in, man. Get a drink. Sit down. Kick your feet up. You're in heaven now. Fuck that. Release that list so we can see how many of these motherfuckers were accused of doing shit. Because we know there's smoke and fire right now. Let's see how much smoke is there. Let's see how much smoke is smoking. And I'm not talking that Vatican new Pope smoke. I'm talking
new
that
Pope smoke.
I'm talking about that new Pope smoke. I'm talking about that cigarette fire, Pimp Monk. I want to see that cigarette fire.
The Marlboro.
But has the Pope from Rome said, I order you bishops to do it? Or are bishops individually, through their own discernment, deciding, I'm going to do this?
At this point, bishops individually are discerning that. They decide that they will do this. Whether the Pope will order that, that's a whole other matter. Because can you order something like that worldwide? Because if the Pope orders that, it's going to be worldwide. Can you order that worldwide? That's another question, because
you can tell people that you can go to hell for being gay, or you can rescind that, or you can tell people using condoms will send you to hell. But you can't tell them, hey, we're going to release all our records of the history of molestation. Why can't you do that? Because you know how fucking guilty you are. That's the only reason why you can't do that. Because you realize you would be usurped as a fucking respectful power. People would be like, holy shit, this is disgusting. Tell me I'm wrong here.
I may run into prohibitions according to civil law that may not... let you publish these list of names.
Interesting. Professor Very Kurt interesting. Martins, thank you for your time. We appreciate it.
You're most welcome.
Yay, Professor Kurt Martin, expert in pedo priests. Way to go, buddy.
Yeah. Good job, Kurt Martin.
Pedophilia 101.
What a horrible thing to study at a university and get like a title. I mean, it's not literally what he got, but, you know. It's pretty out there.
Yeah.
It's pretty fucking out there. Here's the village built from missiles. Let's see what this is.
Oh, shit.
That's just fucking creepy.
Yeah, I'm kind of speechless here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 7 missiles in total. He's in a damn shed with 7 missiles as the roof. Like, what is really going on here? Like, there's little kids running across missile bridges. Like, these have to be deactivated, right? Like, they
duds or something. I don't know.
Like, some guy's driving home drunk and runs into someone's house that happens to be built out of a wall of missiles, and the whole city goes up. Like,
it just explodes.
They can't all be live. I can't imagine any of them are live. But I mean, at some point, you're poor enough to build a city out of missiles. Maybe
I don't know, Billy. I heard that city was the real bomb.
Oh, dad joke.
That's your food store protected by Russian missiles. How safe is that?
How safe? That's the question I wanted to know. Why is the guy asking how safe that is? You put the video together, BBC. You should be telling us. Do we have an answer? Do we know if they're all deactivated and it's the same as using any sort of scrap metal? Or is it legit just like Boom City? Ready to go off in a cavalcade of flames.
I was a teenager
when we brought these missiles here.
And they just
put them on our roofs back then. It was a moment of fear and danger.
You'd be afraid that it might blow the fuck up.
No shit. when they put them on our roofs back then. Now he's looking up at the roof like, but now it's like a friend of the household.
I saw this one crazy show where they build houses out of weird materials, and this one person bought a wing off of a 747.
Yeah.
And you know, they had to, like, use semis to transport the fucking thing.
Crazy.
And they built a house with a wing as the roof. And they could, like, get up and stand on the fucking wing and everything.
Was it the entire house, or was it just, like, the...
Almost the entire house, yeah. I mean, like, there was some extra stuff behind it, but, like, the main part of the house had a big-ass fucking wing.
I actually heard originally that's what the White House was built out of. That's why they have the left wing of the White House and the right wing.
My house is built out of used condoms.
The rockets date back to the Soviet war in Afghanistan in the 1980s. When the Soviets left, Khuzestan locals had no money to rebuild their homes. But they had missiles. Rockets were simply cheap building material. Oh man, cute little kids playing marbles. Over 400 rockets are estimated to be built into the village today. Wow.
Wow. That's crazy.
A visitor to the village alerted the government. And D miners were sent. In one house, we have found 26 rockets, that is 1,200 kilograms of TNT explosives. Had they exploded, the entire village would have been destroyed. That, is that some sort of Darwin Award? Where, like, you get bummed to shit and you survive, and you're like, but we kind of need a roof over our head. Let's build the entire city out of bombs. And then one of them goes off and you're all fucking dead. Like, you survived the attack, but you didn't survive your reconstruction. That's a cold piece right there. Is this guy wearing some sort of like bulletproof vest that's just bed sheets? What is he wearing?
I don't know.
Is that a baby carrier? Is there a child on his chest? This is some fashion I'm not familiar with.
Style.
But not everyone in the village knew about the rockets. Fuck. These mothers are hearing for the first time how dangerous their homes are. Oh, man.
Hey, Pitmunk.
What?
Isn't Dusty a beautiful bird?
Yeah.
Yeah. We have these bombs next to our chimney. Are you happy to have them removed? Yes, please, as soon as possible. What the hell? I love this shot. The camera guy was like, let's put a camera at the end of this rocket as the gentleman removes the rocket. We'll get a very cinematic point of view perspective. Removing rockets is a nerve-wracking task. No shit. So that was a bomb vest. He just didn't have his bomb mask on. I was like, what's that vest going to do when your head gets blown up? And I guess he just didn't have the mask on at the time. This is about as close to stormtroopers as I think we get. I guess SWAT might be more stormtrooper than this, but maybe these are Tusken Raiders. It's so fucked. Unexploded missiles are sensitive to impact and pressure. Oh, God. They are taken to the border where they are destroyed. Wow, this city really existed.
So it was really, it was really a danger.
Yeah. It's kind of amazing. Boom. That could have been the town.
Yay!
Hooray! Job well done. We didn't get any of our fingers blown off. We're safe. And shout out to this guy who's dressed exactly like Joe Pesci from Home Alone. Big fan. Big. This is the best cosplay of 2019.
It's over. It's over.
It's over. These missiles met their end the way the Russians had meant it for them.
Somebody's house. Like that was how somebody's house they blew up. Shit.
Yeah. I like how they got their little dig at the Russians there at the end. Very patriotic.
These missiles met the end the way the Russians had meant it for them, in a big explosion.
Aww.
They're talking shit.
Well, there you go. The city built on bombs. It exists. It existed. But now they're safe. After what was it, decades of living in a frickin' bomb shelter? Any given time, one of those could have gone off and the whole city would have just been obliterated? Wow. Wow.
That is truly insane.
That is really weird. How could you deal with that type of weird uncertainty?
Well, I mean, I think that the moms that were in that classroom just found out, right? I don't think a lot of people knew what was going on. You're just looking at the wall like, oh, yeah, those are missiles, I guess. The kids are running across them. They're using it as a fucking bridge. They're teeter-tottering on the bombs. One kid's over there with a sledgehammer practicing his Gallagher routine. There's a bunch of kids in the front row putting plastic bags over their face so they don't get splashed by the watermelon spray, but it's a fucking bomb. Whatever. Whatever.
Yeah, man. Practice Gallagher routine.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, my God.
That's a little too close for comfort. I'm glad that you don't live there, Pimp Monk. What if the reason you were late tonight was because you were living in Bomb City?
It is the reason.
It is?
Yes. I wasn't late. I was early.
You were early?
Yeah.
I wasn't late. I was early for the post show. Okay. So, Pimp Monk, are you actually going to VidCon this year?
Yeah.
Yeah. I gotta figure out my VidCon plans because I'm thinking about.
I gotta figure out my living arrangements.
Yeah, I'm thinking about getting a house and filling it with porn stars, and then charging people big money to come stay the night in a tunnel. So if anybody at home wants to live in, what'd you and Kirsch talk about?
Renting a place, so like an Airbnb with other people, of course.
Okay, here's the deal. Kirsch,
I think
Kirsch goes nowhere Medusa, without my approval.
There you go. Medusa said something about coming and doing it too, so.
Yeah.
I've decided. Need me two fat guys and a bunch of hot chicks. That's what it needs to be.
I've decided that you and I will be the gentlemen of the house.
Oh, no, not me.
We'll be the gentlemen.
We're going to pause really quick for a quick word from our sponsors, and then we'll be right back, guys. Don't go anywhere.
Today's show is sponsored by Dropout, a new ad-free subscription service bringing you uncensored hilarity from the brains at College Humor. Dropout is the place to be for all new parodies, exclusive comics, and original content like the brand new series Total Forgiveness. Grant O'Brien and Ali Beardsley are two real-life friends who go head-to-head in this agonizing competition show to prove they'll do anything to pay off their student loans. The rewards get bigger as the challenges get more extreme. With $70,000 on the table, it's real friends with real student loan problems doing real dares. It's like a prank war, but with prizes. And it's available exclusively on Dropout. Sign up now for your free trial and start watching Total Forgiveness on Dropout today or watch on the app, available in the App Store and on Google Play. You'll also get access to a members-only Discord channel that connects you with a community of creators, cast, and other Dropout fans. And for a limited time, use code PEASANTS, PEASANTS, to get 10% off when you sign up at dropout.tv. That's dropout.tv, code PEASANTS, DROPOUT.TV, code PEASANTS.
All right, we're back.
Yeah.
We're back.
And by the way, guys, it really helps out a lot if you check out our sponsors.
Yeah.
So if you could go check out anyone that is kind enough to sponsor DP, because they help keep the show going just as much as all the fans do.
Yeah.
So.
And if you got Dropout TV, email them and say, pick up Bill Fridge and Pimp Monk for their new show called Whorehouse. Where Pimp Monk and I build our own whorehouse in Nevada, and we live there with a bunch of prostitutes, and we have competitions to see who can sell their girls more. No, we're selling. Dude, we're like the salesmen. It's like The Apprentice for prostitutes.
But can we test our products?
And that's not actually on Dropout yet. We just email them and request them to pick up the show, because I think Pimp Monk and I would probably, you know...
We would make a good reality show.
We'd make some good pimps. I'm not going to lie.
I am a pimp. My name is Pimp Monk, goddamn.
Ardrit says, I'd prefer a s'more house that's not keto. But I do like the idea. S'mores are delicious.
Some more?
I've been eating these Quest bars because they're like...
It's going to be some more whores.
Some whores? Like s'mores with a whore in it. Some whores. Can't, it's really hard to roll off the tongue like that. How can I have some more? I haven't had any yet.
You know, chocolate, graham, and marshmallows. We're going to have black girls, Asian girls, and white girls.
I had these Quest bars because they're low carb. They're like 4 net carbs. And they have a s'more flavor. And it's probably the least authentic flavor of Quest bar they have. Like, you're used to a s'more, and it's like a nice gooey marshmallow with some melted chocolate and the crunchy graham cracker. And you get this s'more-flavored Quest bar, and it's like Dusty's owner just packed everything into his butt and farted it out at Kmart. It's just, it's not a s'more.
It's not a s'more.
It's not a s'more.
Don't give me any ideas.
Please don't.
Don't encourage me.
With my luck, now we're gonna get a Quest sponsorship next month, and it's gonna be for some more. And I'm gonna be reading the thing like, "S'mores Quest Bar. They're the number one Quest Bar flavor you can get today. Get some more and get some more for later." Cause your boy shills. No, I would never do that. I would turn it down. I would. I still have one in my car though. I probably eat it and enjoy it. That's the sick part about me. The things you do for keto. It's just, they actually have keto marshmallows as well. I found some.
What are those made out of?
I think it's made out of like a synthetic sugar, like a zero carb sugar. I think the marshmallow itself was like, the serving of 3 or 4 was like 2 net carbs. I bought some. They were surprisingly decent. I didn't try melting them though, so I don't know if they have a good melt. You can get keto chocolate as well, but you can't really get a keto graham cracker, I don't think. So I don't think I could really get the s'more thing going. Maybe I could make like a graham cracker-like base out of pecans smashed up. Maybe a little bit of macadamia nut and pecan mixture and make like a s'more-like dessert. I don't think it would be the same, though. I just missed that delicious marshmallow life. I was at Chipotle today, and I was ordering my food, and I was like, man, should today be the day where I just get some rice on my bowl instead of salad? But I couldn't do it. I really wanted a break today for some reason. I haven't had like a legit cheat day since I started this thing, and I don't think I'll ever will, because I don't do well on cheat days. I'll have like my little cheat day, and then I'm just like, fuck it, it's a cheat life. Let's keep cheating. Just become a feeder already.
They say it's good for some people to have cheat days, and it's bad for some people to have cheat days.
I lived a cheat life.
Some people need a cheat day because they can keep on going. But, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Somebody said in the chat room that we don't pay attention to the chat room. That's not true. We actually do pay attention. We just don't give a fuck.
No, I pay attention because I'm always looking for the next joke to steal.
We do care. We do care. We love the chat room.
I'm always... There was like a joke earlier I wanted to steal, but the timing was off. It was when you said... when you made your bomb joke about the city. What was the dad joke you said? The city was the bomb? Someone in chat was like, that joke bombed.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And I wanted to steal it so bad, but the timing was just not off.
I steal things from the chat room all the time.
I'm saying, like, y'all,
they're smarter than we are.
Y'all act like we're stealing from you, but really you're giving to us, and thank you for that.
Yeah. You're smarter than we are. We love it.
Yeah, Ducky Dylan. Good one. See, he steals jokes. I don't steal jokes. I insert them live on air. Would you want your jokes to be wasted in text? Do you want them to just go off never to be heard?
I mean, y'all just said nobody cares about the chat, so we're giving your jokes to the world.
Yeah,
man.
1 second we don't read the chat, next second all we do is read the chat. Wow, embarrassing. No,
Ryby fucking Jenkins.
Rybaby is my new favorite. She told me for $500 that she would have a private Skype call with me, so I'm saving up. Cause I wanna have
sex with Ryby.
No, you didn't.
I did.
She never left her. She never left her house. Never left her.
I broke into her house.
Nah, it's illegal.
It's not illegal.
Yeah, I think Pimp Monk is obviously talking about masturbation.
It was a fantasy dream.
You better see, cause you better respect Rybaby Jenkins. On episode 400, she rode the Sibian, and it was fantastic. It was fantastic. Yeah. I don't make the rules. I just follow them. Exclusive.
Yeah.
It's not the rules. Stop it. Oh, so Pimp Monk.
What's up, buddy?
If we get this deal with Dropout, are you going to be ready to relocate to Nevada for a season of TV show filming?
Sure. I can do it.
We got to think of a good name for
reality stars show. Ever.
Yeah, we got to think of a good name for a reality show.
Schmiles.
And shout out to everybody who is getting us to our goal today. We are 75% of the way there, and you know, a lot of times we get there. I hope well, we do again. I hope we do again, because it's harder to get the goal when you only do two shows in a week.
I see Ryby in the chat.
Yeah.
In the chat.
Well, maybe we should.
Does Ryby think Dusty's a beautiful bird?
I think so. I am drinking pee, by the way. I see people in the chat.
I'm drinking pee.
Drinking the piss.
Maybe Ryby could be the house mom at our whorehouse. Yeah. We'll just film it. Ryby's not in Nevada, though, so we'd have to move her there.
I think she's able to leave her house now.
Good. Actually, you know what? Ryby said she shaved her head. I don't know if I want her around with a shaved head. The hair was a big part of everything.
Our show should be called Pimp in the Fridge or Fridge in the Pimp. Yeah. We got good names.
That was a terrible name. I'm not going to be a part of a show with a name like that.
It's our names, motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm really trying to think of a name, and it's drawing a blank, so we'll probably just go with Pimp in the Fridge, because we're terrible people, and this idea of pimping women as a competition is not as bright as I thought it was.
It's a pretty good competition, though. Who can sell more pussy?
I mean, obviously, women sell themselves, right? Like, it doesn't take a lot to make a guy want to have sex with you, especially in a state where it's legal.
Really ugly whores, though. That's the thing. We got really like meth out whores.
No, man, we're gonna have to recruit, and we're gonna have to. You know, when you play football as a kid, and they pick teams. Me and you are the captains. We're gonna have to pick all the way down to the bottom, broad. And something tells me you're gonna go for like the haggardly looking ones, because you just know they're gonna work harder. You know,
yeah,
I'm going to be stuck with a bunch of beautiful women that are like, I don't want to do that. And I'm like, what? And you got a bunch of goon dogs that are ready to.
Because the ugly girls feel like porn stars. See,
that's I've already feel like I'm losing. This is terrible.
It's business.
It's business, man.
Business.
Airborne Osborne says, I feel like Billy unironically pulls ICP thoughts. Well, shut up. They're called Juggalettes. They're called Juggalettes. Put some respect on their name.
Somebody said the Billy and Pimp Monk Happy Time Show. Now that's too much.
Yeah. Maybe we leave our names out of it and we just call it Helping Hands. Because we're hands helping these women sell themselves. That's more of like a massage parlor, though. This is a full on. It's in Nevada where it's legal, and we support.
Yeah, this isn't a happy ending shop.
Yeah, this is a happy beginning shop. You walk in with a wad of cash, and you know you're going to walk out with a little bit of loving.
The hooker race.
We should do it outside of Reno, too, because I feel like outside of Vegas is a little too popular. We need like a real goondog hut with a shelter. The walls are made out of bombs from nuclear testing of 1950s. I'm not mad at that.
Some ghetto hoes.
Oh.
Anyways, Blessy's a beautiful bird.
He is a beautiful bird.
Dude, I'm a little nervous. I don't know if we'll make the goal this time. About 200 away.
I know. It's a little scary.
Let me see... as far as the donation amounts go, where we are with that.
Maybe we should call the place Beautiful Birds.
Right now, I'm Baton is the top donor by far.
For but his Joe hate?
But we haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah, because Joe showed back up.
I mean, very, like, just for a very short period of time.
Yeah, he was on, like, a bonus show for a second.
So I'm baiting, as of right now, is poised to become the associate producer.
Yes.
But we still have about half of the month to go.
There you go.
Turn on 9/11 mode. Uh-oh. When we get to $700 mark, I will put on one of the dog collars and give myself a nice shock. And when we hit 800, I'll double shock. I know it's not very fun to watch Billy get hurt, but I just trying, guys. Boom. I'm not ashamed of my thirst. Commie Kidders is there's a lot of girls that are thirsty for Joe. I've noticed that. It makes me a little bit jealous. You should be thirsty for me. I'm the fucking hot one. I'm the one with voluptuous tits.
Someone said he had like a 90s dad sitcom mullet. Do you remember that?
Yeah. No, I remember back in the day, people would like say he looked like Bob Saget, Danny Tanner a lot. And he's like, no, I look like John Stamos. I look more like Uncle Jesse. You're fucking wrong. Ultor,
yes!
Fuck it, what's I've a little given a fair bit to GDR today. What's a little to you guys?
Yeah, well, we appreciate that. We know we don't have epic boobs like GDR.
Hold up. We do, too.
Oh, no. Hers are different.
Oh, no, are they?
Yes.
Look at that.
Hers are better.
Nope. Boom. Look at those chesticles.
Damn, but you have a dick underneath.
This is Fridge Does Rent. Yeah, it's even better. I got a nice chicharrón. A little pork pie.
She's got the poontang pie, though.
Ah, whatever, dude. I don't like the way that you're desexualizing my body, Pimp Monk.
Well, I don't like the way your body's desexualizing itself.
My body is the bomb.
That didn't make no sense.
I don't know. Amazing!
Amazing!
So, what's the next segment, Benjamin?
I mean, we just have a bunch of news.
Let's get
we in. We did. The crazies have been silent recently.
You mean there's no crazy
Hopefully I'll
people?
Have some more. Yeah. Oh, no. All we have is some news. And I've been trying to keep it as light on Trump as possible.
We should do food stuff. I don't know.
Are you hungry?
What else do we got?
I'm kind of hungry right now.
What is this?
The United States and its allies just wrapped up a Middle East security conference in Warsaw, Poland. The conference was supposed to be about a range of issues, including Syria's future, terrorism, but the conversation keeps circling back to Iran as well. Vice President Mike Pence lashed out at allies, accusing them of trying to, quote, break American sanctions against Iran's murderous revolutionary regime, his words. He also urged them to leave the Iran nuclear deal. European nations have argued the U.S. made a mistake by leaving, saying Iran is still complying with the agreement. Joining me now from Washington, Ben Talablu. He's a research fellow and with the Foundation for Defense of Democracy. So, Ben, the goal in Warsaw seemed to be to get European allies to put a little bit more pressure on Iran. Do you think they were successful?
By the way, guys, if your patrons and your roles still aren't in there, I'm so sorry. I'm going to try my best to get everything fixed within the next few days. Yeah. I don't, like, one of the few things Patreon is supposed to do is fucking assign Discord roles. When that doesn't work, it's like, why the fuck am I even paying them fees if they're not even going to do the most basic things that they say they're going to do? And I'm fucking stressed out right now. I'm not having the best of days right now, so I'm not in a good mood whatsoever.
At this point.
You know, I think Warsaw is going to be remain to...
Holy shit, she didn't fucked up. She didn't fuck up his
this
name.
This episode sucks so far. Have some money anyway. Fuck that bird. It's ugly. And fuck that associate producer shit. Take me off that.
So negative.
I love you, Antonovich. And earlier you said that if you were in the car with me and I was playing Pokemon Go while driving, that you would drive. Thank you. I need a chauffeur. That's beautiful. I thought this lady butchered this guy's name and just slipped up when she was
That's
saying
his
Ben.
Name.
But his name is actually Benham Ben Talablu. I thought she like had an aneurysm when she said it, but nope, it's on the screen like that. I'm taken aback.
Is going to remain to be seen here. It's going to be a work in progress. They have to translate their rhetoric on Iran into a new reality on Iran. The Trump administration needs to get Europe to issue new sanctions on Iran to cover its wide array of military, missile, and regional developments. The Arab states, of course, need to step up. But I think it's going to be very much a work in progress. And I think we'll see the results or the failures of it throughout 2019.
The vice president also criticized this new financial mechanism. It was created by European nations to kind of go around these sanctions so they could do business with Iran. Do you get the sense, is that talk, or can the U.S. really do anything that could punish these countries?
I think we've seen a remarkable degree of success from the U.S. on the financial pressure side, particularly from the U.S. Treasury Department in the past 6 to 9 months, with the restoration of sanctions first and then the enforcement of them. I think this enforcement could serve as a deterrent mechanism, not necessarily to European countries, but to European businesses who should be deterred from using this new mechanism.
So what is the new mechanism? Like, is it just Bitcoin? Or is it, are they using crypto to buy shit from Iran, like, or to trade with Iran? What, like, this is interesting to me. They're getting around the treaty or whatever with a new mechanism. They haven't explained it, have they? Did I just miss that out of Ben Benaham or whatever his fucking name is? I was so thrown off by that.
Ben Benaham.
Ben Benaham. Ben Benaham.
Ben Benaham.
I don't get it. Yeah.
Called the SPV, or a special purpose vehicle. The goal, of course, is to make sure that Tehran does not have revenue coming in as it continues to fund its malign and destabilizing activities abroad. So the U.S., I think, has the capability and the intent to punish what could be an illicit finance vehicle.
And we know Israeli.
Oh, shit.
No, Ben, why are you got to put the dog collar on now. Sad.
Oh, it's okay. Thanks, Manny.
Manny just put
boy.
Me over the top. I'm throwing the fucking dog collar on. I don't know which shocker is the proper shocker for the collar. So I'm just going to clack both of them at once. Pitmonk, you want to talk over Ben Benaharam while I put this collar on?
Ben
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu also used the conference to try and build some support from Arab allies against Iran. Do you think that'll work, given sort of the tension right now still that lingers between with the Israeli and Palestinian conflict that appears to be not moving forward?
Why is she talking?
You know, I think one of the most important and fundamental shifts we've been seeing.
What was that, Pimmo?
She goes, the allies. Everything's so serious and whispery.
It's so serious and whispery.
Serious and whispery.
Fun.
I'd fuck her, though. Just saying.
Just saying.
Just saying, I would put her in my whorehouse competition.
As Iran is rising, it's posing more and more of a threat to American partners and allies in the Middle East, is that the Israeli-Palestinian issue no longer is the central defining security and political issue of the Middle East. I think now the question is, how do you contain, check, roll back, and deter a rising Iran? And on that front, I think there are key Arab states that would have much more in concert with Israel than in conflict with Israel. Much of these relationships, if you believe that they're already ongoing, are going to be underground, are going to be a bit more covert. But as the Iranian threat goes, I wouldn't be surprised if they grow and they become a bit more overt.
So if your premise is correct, that it's really all about now Iran, and you've got this dysfunction surrounding the Iran nuclear accord, Europe's not on...
JF! Dusty is a beautiful bird! I want to eat SpaghettiOs from the bottom of his cage, JF.
The same side as the White House. Where does that leave relations between the U.S. and Europe?
You know, I'm so glad you mentioned the Iran nuclear deal, because that continues to be the 800-pound gorilla in the room.
Oh, that's... Fuck it. I am so not a fan of the Israel conflict. Like, Israel's looking for some allies in the Arab nations to fight Iran. Israel is amazing because they are like an island out there and they hold that shit down. And now they're looking for allies. Iran is fucked.
It's Iran, Billy. Iran.
Isn't it ironic?
Room, at least on the Iran threat file between the EU and the United States. The EU is still intent on keeping the deal for economic reasons, of course, but also for political and security reasons, because they believe that the JCPOA was not a flawed deal, whereas the Americans believe it was fatally flawed. So-
Okay, I'm gonna pause this because Weed Wizard wants to see me get zapped. Just give us $15 and we're almost the double zap fucking goal. Let's just get this zap over with. I hate my life. It's on 100. Fuck.
Keep calm and seize the means of production, comrades.
Oh no. Thank you,
Red Scare.
And Spirit Flame, I saw what you said earlier, and that's super sad. I didn't hear anything about that story. All right, here we go. Fuck my life. I feel like a suicide bomber. Like, yeah! It didn't shock.
It might be the wrong control. Well, hold on. Let me...
Okay, hold on.
Ah! Ow, that hurts, dude.
Oh, okay. That one did.
Spectacular. Shock that big motherfucker.
100 sucks.
Does it?
It hurts so bad. This is the fucked up thing about the shock collar. It hurts so bad that when it's done, you feel like this sense of euphoria because you're no longer being shocked. You're like,
do you calm afterwards?
A little bit, dude. A little bit. Yeah. Like, after it's done, you feel this sweet relief. It's messed up.
I need to use it as a masturbate.
You would probably get addicted to it, man.
Addicted?
Oh, man.
It's the bomb.
I hate this shock collar. We're only $46 away from a double dosage of shock, and that scares me. Two of them at 100 each? Fuck my life.
Yeah. The double dose of electricity.
Oh. So, Pitmonk.
I just want a show next Saturday.
66666. I think we're going to get there. I do think we're going to get there.
Yeah, you'll get there.
We're gonna get there, fair or square.
I'll be there.
Yeah, we're not gonna get there if we turn this into a musical, though.
Oh. Oh no! Oh, his nipple. You want him to shock his nipple?
Oh no!
How would you even do that with that?
Not your nipples.
The one night on the 24-hour show, I wrapped both of my chesticles in the collar.
That was terrible. It was like under.
Yeah, and I lit myself up double duty. It was so bad.
And with the titty sweat alone, it make it worse because it's wet.
I don't sweat, dog. I don't sweat.
You fucking sweat. Don't lie.
No. Okay, I sweat a little bit, but my unders were dry.
Your under boob.
I've actually had multiple people tell me how good I smell. And sometimes, sometimes I am not fresh. But usually I am. Usually your boy is fresh.
I always carry something around to make me smell good. Well, of course, Repsion says different, but fuck him, he's stupid.
Fucking Repsion. Oh, we put your picture up on the channel, he goes, smelly.
Yeah, I know. Like, everybody who's ever met me would tell you that's just bullshit.
I don't know. Repsion's not known to lie. You see all the truth tells? He tells about my my friend Onision.
He took a little break for a while, but I think he's back into it again.
I saw he posted something about Eugenia Cooney. Her situation, she's going to get some help from her doctors, so pretty excited about that. That's my buddy. I love Eugenia Cooney. I hope one day that her and I can meet in the middle at an equal weight and have babies. Speck says, I had a shitty fucking day on Thursday, including my computer breaking during the show and some fuckers throwing slush balls at my car during the post show, but you guys kept me sane. Thank you, Speck. I'm glad we could be there for you. And another thing, when I was on my side channel streaming, you were like trolling, and I told you not to troll the way you were on my channel, and you listened. So thank you again for that, because I didn't want to have to pow pow, and you were being a sweet boy. I appreciate that. I appreciate everybody making this fucking shock happen. Ah, we're only $16 away. I might as well put the other fucking collar on.
Put it on your dick. You need to put it in your underwear up against your butthole.
Last time, I had them staggered side by side when I double shocked. This time, they're going to be above each other.
Is it good to put it above your own your Adam's apple?
I have no idea, dude. I don't think this is good at all.
We'll see. He may do, like, just zap his Adam's apple out of existence.
Pimunk! What if I fuck up my voice from getting shocked in the throat?
Yeah, it could happen.
Oh, God! Oh, no! Now I'm actually scared.
I look like it happens now.
I look like the caterpillar from Alice in Wonderland. Oh, well. We are Siamese, if you please.
That's not the wrong fuck. That's the wrong fucking movie. Crap.
Yeah, that's a different movie, dude. Come on.
I got shocked in the throat.
That's not fair. Okay, let me get these things ready because... Okay, zap the silly looking bird. Ryby. I wonder if that was real, Ryby. If it was, then I guess Dusty's got to get a shock collar.
They you want to zap the fucking bird?
You can't zap a bird. It turned into fried chicken. That's reckless.
Dusty's a beautiful bird. You can't zap the bird.
He's a beautiful
bird. He's sleeping right now.
We're not going to zap
him. Wake your ass up, Dusty!
Dusty!
Oh, my God. Just pretend you're getting zapped by a Pikachu in Pokemon Go. Actually, that does make me feel a little better. Being $9 away from death.
$9 away from a shocking experience.
Oh, I hate it. I hate every moment of it, but... You know what's worse about these collars? Is that it's pushing my neck fat up, so I like, my face is more round because the fat's not hanging down the way it should.
I look like more of a thumb. I look the android thumb.
Matt Capshaw broke up with his girlfriend today, but got new poontang. New poontang. Zap your... Oh, fuck me.
There you go.
Okay.
You made it.
Double dog dare. My cast comes off Monday. Good thing, Manny. Good thing. All right. Fuck my life. Double 100s.
Wow, guys. Thanks for, like, all your help and everything today.
Metro Exodus is a great game.
Holy shit.
Don't believe that. Yeah.
Metro Exodus is good?
I've never even heard of it. What is it all about?
It's about my dick.
What was the Apex game that came out? I think it was Apex something that people have been talking about this week. The game that I love playing is Tetris 99. Fuck, I love that game. All right, double dose, 2 100s, FML. Oh, 3, 2, 1,
two.
Countdown.
It sounds so excruciating coming from you. Holy shit.
That really hurt. That really...
Is your voice not like...
Oh, shit, guys. Voice? I got shocked in the throat. Oh, fuck.
Oh, my God.
I got to get another... I got to get one more shock. One more shock. I got to fix it. Ah!
Billy's excited and he sounds like a man for the first time.
JF! Yeah.
You taught me how to spell king.
They shot me in the throat. I can't even do it after that shock. Fuck. Fuck. I'm taking it off. We live to fight another fucking day, but get out of here.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, though. That the people pay money to see you be tortured. I like that.
No, yeah, they
that
pay.
Was so intense.
They pay money to see another bonus show because we got it, motherfuckers. We're back again Saturday. This is a string of bonus shows. And the thing that scares me is if we don't make it 1 week, that only gives us like two shows to hit the goal. So this is a relief when this happens because that means next week we get a whole extra bonus show to try hit the goal. Feels good, man. The show is like a red room. I had somebody who was going to fund me being in a red room for like a week where I'm just down there with a camera on me, like wearing nothing but my underwear. And they come and like throw a Subway sandwich at me every 4 or 5 hours. I just got to sit in there and doodle around while they slap me or something. I don't know. It would have been fun. It would have been good content. Content.
Yeah.
Cheers, Specky. Yeah. Everybody who helped get to the bonus show, much appreciated. Especially those that didn't help.
Don't
you get to enjoy it with everybody
JF
else, too.
Voice, Billy.
I did Red Scare. I tried to do it and I couldn't. After the shock, I couldn't get into it. Scared me. I'll protect it, Red Scare. I will protect it. Oh, yeah. Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Someone said, I don't like when Billy gets shot, but my genitals do.
Dude, like, it's nuts how good it feels afterwards because you're not getting shocked anymore.
So you have to feel incredibly shitty by getting shocked to feel so fucking good when it's over.
Yeah, once it's over, it's like this relief is over you and you're like, oh, fuck.
Hmm.
It's messed up. I don't know if it's an adrenaline rush. It's probably a bit of an adrenaline rush, but it's just the psychology of it being over is such a relief. I feel like that's a lot of it, but you probably are leaking some serotonin and adrenaline in that moment.
Yeah. Mm. Your body's a weird thing, man.
Like, I'm not like Egghead where he's just anticipating putting the shock collar on. Like, he wants to be a part of this. He's like, let me wear the collar. And I'm like, you're a little too into this. With me, it's just like, I know it's going to be fucked up and hopefully entertaining. And I sacrifice it every once in a while for the greater good. It's for the greater good.
The greater of the good.
The greater of the good. Comic hitters fucked up. Crowdfunding abortion. They should be free. Yeah. They should be free. Oh, gosh. Well, yeah, what news stories are left in the title?
Let's see. We've got Haiti protests. God, we haven't gotten any of these yet. Here's Ocasio-Cortez faces heat for Amazon canceling New York City plan because they were going to build.
This one's Fox News, right?
I don't know. But they were going to build a building
in Queens.
Yeah, right? But now they're not going to.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is Fox News.
She may be the darling of many progressive Democrats,
may be the darling.
But freshman Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is taking enormous criticism from some in her own party and her own state for her role in Amazon's decision to cancel plans for a huge investment in New York. Here's correspondent Doug McElway.
Democrats are often called the party of the big tent, but critics say Amazon's decision to bail on a new headquarters in Queens, New York, has exposed the party's other reputation as a circular firing squad.
Why in the world would you celebrate driving 25,000 jobs out of Long Island City? I mean, that is just ridiculous.
Amazon said the average salary for those 25,000 new employees would have exceeded $150,000 per year, bringing in an estimated $27.5 billion in tax revenues over the next 25
we've
years.
We've seen it in Seattle.
Windfall,
like,
especially considering
we know
the state
what
only
that
had
does
to,
the,
$3
the economy and around it. Like, it makes people not be able to live there. So Amazon comes in, builds in Queens. Those people get jobs and everybody around there can't afford to live anymore. I don't know if Queens has rent control like Manhattan does. So maybe they're a little safer there with their rent control, but the prices just drive up ridiculously when all these new people come in. At least that's with Seattle when it changed the landscape of Seattle. And right now the housing market is reaching a level here where they're speculating a crash, but or a bubble is what they say. So Amazon's like, it's bringing money into the city, but it's costing so many other people their livelihood that had a place and a home here in Seattle they can no longer afford to be a part of. And they go to Portland, become strippers, ride unicycles. It's a vicious cycle.
And tax incentives to entice Amazon. But the increasing leftward anti-business tilt of the party helped poison the deal. One Amazon executive told NBC, quote, if you talk to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, it's never Amazon.
What this is a celebration of is that everyday people in the community stood up and they wanted a say in what was happening in their own backyard.
Polls found a majority of New Yorkers supported the deal, despite Amazon's non-union policy, even in this union-rich city.
And see what basically we're left with now. The bombed-out cars in our neighborhood. This is not Shangri-La over here. We needed this over here. We needed this.
More traditional Democratic politicians supported it too. Governor Andrew Cuomo fumed, quote, a small group of politicians put their own narrow political interests above their community.
We wanted to negotiate.
I know, like, Amazon's done a lot of great things for Seattle, brought a lot of money in here. Yeah. But I know the neighborhoods like Capitol Hill and the people that live there that have lived there, you know, Amazon is edging them out of their existence and it's changing the way people live. And yeah, some people are getting a lot of money, but it's also attracting a lot of jobs from out of state, people that weren't in the community. And it's, I could see why people are standing up against this, because I think a lot of people in Seattle had wished they did, so they would have their old way. But it's a new
lower housing prices.
Lower housing prices, not as many fucking douchebags coming in, getting drunk and fighting. Like, Capitol Hill is the gayborhood. It's like all about gay people. And the nightlife there has changed so much over the last few years, kind of because of Amazon. These guys get a little fucking money, they come in, get drunk, talk shit, fucking there's a lot of fights that go on, a lot of bullshit that goes on, because it's a different type of crowd, you know. It's bringing in people that aren't conducive to the old neighborhood.
A better deal. We didn't want to see those on the left, those who are anti-capitalist, completely kill the deal.
It's the latest fissure in a party which is smarting from the controversies of late-term abortion, blackface, and sexual harassment in Virginia.
Oh, they hit him with the blackface. They put it on the whole party. When this one fucking douchebag did blackface in college, they put it on the whole party. This is Fox News, and I appreciate their smear tactics. I wish that the SJWs were more calculated at embarrassing their opponents than fucking feeling like they have this air of superiority so they can go and cry and fucking, I feel like you're doing me wrong, and make themselves look crazy. That's why everybody looks down on the SJWs, because they come from this place of feeling and anger, and they just let it out. Fox News is over here like, they're wearing blackface and late-term abortions. Just with, like, there's a level of class to this smearing that I wish we had on the left. Because when we look crazy, we look fucking crazy with our pink hair. The video is not unpausing, so.
Wow, shit.
Yeah. An embarrassing rollout of what some Democrats say is the overly ambitious Green New Deal, and accusations of anti-Semitism within its caucus.
They're hitting them with
those
everything.
Those controversies are all boxes. Damn. That President Trump may be checking for later use when his re-election campaign gears up.
This is the thing, though. Trump isn't as good at attacking other people's points as he is on bigging up his own points. So
yeah,
maybe these will be things that Trump attacks with, but I don't think it's going to be like, oh, I did better. You know, I made sure babies didn't get aborted. You want to abort babies when they're 14 years old, but I wouldn't do that.
I saved the babies.
Yeah, I saved the babies.
Doug, thank you.
Thank you, Doug.
That was a total smear campaign where they're trying to put Amazon and Ocasio-Cortez, and you know, maybe it is her fault. But I do know, because I'm in Seattle and I've seen what Amazon has done to this neighborhood, I do know the people that have been displaced and affected and didn't get that money. It wasn't this capitalist utopia. It destroyed people's livelihoods and homes and made them have to move to different places. And then these new people come in, these tech bros, they come in with this big money, this big boom, and they buy up our city, and we build apartments on top of apartments, and the rent still fucking increases. I remember the early 2000s, you can get an apartment in Capitol Hill for like under $1,000. Now it's like over $2,000, you know, for a studio apartment. Before, you can get a nice one bedroom. A buddy of mine's got some sort of rent control deal. He pays like $666 a month for a one bedroom, and he is an anomaly on Capitol Hill. You know, it really changes the landscape. So these people who fought up against it, I see their point. I see why this is a victory for them. Putting it on Ocasio-Cortez, it's smart from Fox News. Like, they're always trying to vilify that woman. They went after her boyfriend recently.
Yeah,
She has my vote whenever she decides to run for president. She is probably the only person who will get me to re-register as a Democrat.
That's big talk. That's one thing about her is that they have to be scared that she's exciting. She's got four more years to really build her credibility. That's the scary part. If we wanted to beat Trump this year, in my opinion, we needed somebody like her when Trump got elected, building their way up the ranks.
Yeah.
We needed her then. That's why I've always said I think Trump's going to get reelected, because we never got that. And it's 2 years out and we're arguing over, like, our great hope is another Bernie run when the Democrats fucking dunked on that fool last time around. They shit on Bernie's whole regime. He was filling stadiums. Hillary was filling luncheons with her.
I don't think another Bernie run is going to work.
I mean, I would love for Bernie to win, but I don't think it's going to work either. I don't see anybody right now beating Donald Trump. I think Elizabeth Warren has a lot of interesting points. I remember hearing about her first in the early 2000s with credit.
Native American thing, though.
Especially with an opponent like Trump. Like, all he has to do is call her a $5 Indian or whatever, $5 Native.
And he will constantly talk about it, too.
Yeah, and she's done, because that's Trump's base reacts to that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. $150,000 for a warehouse worker. Was this a warehouse they were building in Queens? I thought it was another corporate site. I didn't know it was a warehouse. I doubt the warehouse workers aren't getting $150,000 a year, that's for sure. But who knows? What's the next item on the agenda?
My dick.
Top general disagrees with Trump on Syria.
The president today teased an announcement about ISIS. Here's what he had to say.
We have a lot of great announcements having to do with Syria
a
and
lot
our
of,
success.
How can I say
the eradication
this is great.
Of the caliphate? And that'll be announced over the next 24 hours.
General Joseph Votel, the top general in the Middle East, said this week that ISIS remains a threat, and he disagrees with pulling troops out of Syria. What do you make of that disconnect, David?
Well, it's the difference between winning a battle and winning the war. U.S.-backed forces are about to win the battle against the physical caliphate of ISIS, the territory that they once controlled. Whether it takes another 24 hours or 48 hours, that fight is almost over. But the point that generals like Joseph Votel are making is that even after the caliphate is no more, ISIS will still have leaders. It will still have fighters who have escaped from these pockets to live on and fight another day. It will still have sources of money, although nothing like
the resources. You know, this is like one of the few things like Trump does. I mean, I'm kind of okay with him pulling everybody out of Syria and shit. I know the generals want it to keep going, but I'm kind of just done with being all over the world and doing this kind of shit. So,
I mean, the generals are arguing against it. Obviously, their interest is occupation. Like, they want to occupy. That's their business. They're generals. If they have more occupation, they have more work and they get more funding. I don't know what to think here. Syria, pulling out of Syria while we also are pulling out of our anti-missile deal with Russia. Everybody's like, oh, they don't want the U.S. and the Russia missile agreement is no longer a thing. That's Trump obviously isn't in Russia's pocket unless Trump's like pulling out of Syria and giving Russia their missiles because he just made another art of the deal where he's just giving Syria to Russia now. Like, maybe that's not the point of all this, but the speculation in my head is like that's he's giving Putin a little present in the form of a Syrian cavalcade escapade. I don't know.
When it could roll into town and rob all the local banks, but they are still going to have the capacity to fight on. But that said, just defeating the caliphate, taking away the last piece of territory that they hold, will be a major milestone in the battle against ISIS, in the war against ISIS.
The war against ISIS. Yeah. I don't know, man. I'm not a military guy. And I think a lot of military guys only know what they're told and do what they're told. I don't know what the big game plan here is with ISIS. I don't know if ISIS is a boogeyman. Obviously, they're not, but...
No, ISIS is definitely not a boogeyman. I mean, they cause fucked up shit to happen.
But are they as hard to deal with as they make it seem? Or do we just want to keep this problem going because they know the funding will keep rolling in? There's money in the boogeyman. ISIS obviously is capable of destruction, but are they really this capable of survival with all this money we're throwing at them? Are we just being lazy because we know the boogeyman makes them get more money next year when it comes to government spending?
ISIS is pretty dangerous.
Of course they're dangerous, but are they dangerous? Hypothesis, Billy the Fridge, read my last stream lab. I'm not capable of looking at your stream lab. We'll read it in a moment, though, for sure.
Yeah, I'll go through and catch all the ones that we missed.
Yeah. But
yeah.
Obviously, ISIS is dangerous. Obviously. But are they dangerous? Are they as dangerous as we let them be? Or are they dangerous and we just can't deal with them? That's what worries me. Because we're throwing all this fucking money around. And if we went and stomped out the boogeyman, you know, they wouldn't get their funding.
Yeah.
Sure. Is it mission impossible? Or is it mission unendable, because they keep getting more and more spending budget, more and more accolades, or whatever. I don't know what's in the general's interest. I guess if they have a larger amount of weaponry to command, I don't know the politics
bitch.
Of war.
Why you wanna be bitch. A Krispy Kreme ass frog ass bitch, Billy? Dusty, you are
ask
a beautiful
bitch,
bird.
Billy.
I'm not a Krispy Kreme ass frog ass bitch. Trash show physicist.
Be a Krispy Kreme ass frog bitch.
I'm not a Krispy Kreme ass frog ass bitch. Terrestrial physicist was obviously just talking shit. And I know you live in Washington State, terrestrial physicist.
Oh, yeah?
So keep telling me I'm a Krispy Kreme-ass frog-ass bitch, and I'll come feed you a Krispy Kreme, you frog-ass bitch.
Well,
thank you for your donation.
Sounds like you may be a Krispy Kreme frog-ass bitch. And I'm
ISIS, pull up. ISIS was created from the ashes of Iraq. Yeah.
Yeah.
Used to be the Taliban.
No. The Taliban was in Afghanistan.
I know. The Taliban used to be the bad guy, I mean.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
But out
big,
of Iraq, that
boogie bear.
There were, like, insurgencies in Iraq, and ISIS came out of that.
Yeah.
So.
We used to have the Taliban boogeyman. Now we got the ISIS boogeyman.
True that.
And it's so hard to fight them because they don't have a home to fight on, right? But, is it really that hard to stomp them out? Maybe.
Krispy Kreme frog ass bitch.
I'm not Krispy Kreme frog ass bitch, pimp monk.
I'm a grown ass. Said you were.
I'm a grown ass man. You can't just pay $20 and relegate my life to some bitch made frog meme. I'm better than that. I'm better.
Krispy Kreme ass frog ass bitch. No, I'm going with him.
Fuck you. You and I are supposed to be friends, pimp monk. You could have my back once in a while.
Well, I like Krispy Kreme frog ass bitches.
Okay.
$20 equals truth.
Okay, whatever. Anything you say for $20 right now will be truth. Anything. any fucking ways. We got a couple more in the title to hit, you think, or?
Yeah. We have Oh, here it is. Trap nurse describes political crisis in Haiti.
Protesters running from tear gas. Clashes with police. Barricades and fires. Stores looted. These are the scenes of anger paralyzing Haiti's largest cities after more than a week of deadly unrest. The demonstrators are demanding their president's resignation.
Haiti just sounds like a scary-ass place to me. Also, they believe in voodoo there, so that's weird.
Yeah.
And also, like, the Haitians that were surrounded around, like, Biggie Smalls and Tupac, they're like, the Haitian Jack, I think, was the guy that shot Tupac the first time around. Like, in hip-hop, the Haitians in that area were fucking savage. So I just attribute all Haitians to being as fucking wild as the...
They have hate in their name.
I mean, come on. I don't know, man.
I'm in this situation because of the Haitian president. I can't go to school. He is a thief. He must go. If not, we'll burn down this whole country.
The SJWs Jesus. Look so much cooler in Hades.
Yeah.
The Haitian SJWs are, they're like, we don't need green hair. We'll just wear green fucking t-shirts on our face to protect us from smoke. This is basically what the SJWs are saying, though. Like, I can't afford going to school. And then, but when they say they're going to burn down the establishment, they don't actually have a burning car behind them.
Accused of corruption, the administration remained silent for days as outrage grew. Then, in a televised address on Thursday, the president issued a defiant response.
We have already had a series of transitional...
Tay Diggs? My dude, this is the president. Put some respect on his name.
...governments that have given a package of disasters and disorders. I will not leave the country in the hands of armed gangs and drug traffickers.
As the security situation worsens, Canada has closed its embassy, and dozens of foreign tourists reportedly found themselves stranded after roads to Haiti's largest airport were blocked. The U.S. has ordered all non-emergency personnel and their families to leave, and advising U.S. citizens not to travel to Haiti due to crime and civil unrest.
It's not a travel ban, it's a travel advisory. They're like, don't go to Haiti, guys. It's fucked. And then you get like the refugees. The refugees, can you imagine being a refugee from Haiti, leaving all that, coming to America and being like, these motherfuckers eat themselves to 600 pounds and sit around and watch Kim Kardashian slap her ass and fart around? Are you for real though? The culture shock must be amazing.
Citing widespread, violent, and unpredictable demonstrations. Meanwhile, humanitarian aid agencies are evacuating some staff who have been working to provide relief for the impoverished nation.
Well, the work has basically...
I think that kid was just walking around playing Pokemon Go next to a burning car. I don't think I could do that. He's way more dedicated than I am.
The ground to a halt. Public transport has
more or less.
No, man, obviously playing Pokemon. There was a Snorlax over there.
Non-existent, and it's unsafe to.
My question is, how do you blame the white man for this?
How do you?
How can we blame the white man for this?
Well, the reason all these black people live on this island is because a bunch of white people brought them there a long time ago. Well, literally, but it's weird because Haiti is also on the... It shares the same island as Dominican Republic. And Dominican Republic is okay. It's kind of nice. But
do they have a wall?
No, I don't think so. I'm sure they have some kind of security, but I don't... you know what? I don't know. I don't know if they do or not.
Cars, because you don't know where roadblocks will be and or demonstrations.
Haiti remains one of the poorest countries in the Western Hemisphere. And after a devastating earthquake in 2010 that killed more than 200,000 people, despite international efforts to help, the state of the economy remains in a state of disarray.
I remember when the hurricane or whatever hit Haiti, Monsanto offered to like give them a bunch of seeds and stuff to repopulate their fields for food and stuff. And Haiti was like, no, we don't want your bullshit seeds, because like the seeds like till the ground and fuck up the ground, and you have to like use Monsanto seeds afterwards. Thought that was pretty cool. They turned that shit down.
The price of the dollar is going up and up and up. We can't stay in this situation. There will surely be a revolution in the country.
I mean, this is where a revolution probably should have already happened, right? Like, is this not a revolution right now? Is this just the civil unrest?
This is just Haiti. You know, Haiti had like some really bad earthquake. I mean, they get all kinds of fucked up shit. They get earthquakes, they get hurricanes.
But thanks for having Dusty on again.
Thank you. Thank you, Dusty's owner.
You're a beautiful bird.
Yeah. Very, very beautiful bird.
Besides skyrocketing inflation, reports of a long-running corruption scandal are also fueling unrest. Billions of dollars earmarked for social development in Haiti allegedly went missing, sparking anger among citizens with little left to lose. Zane Asher, CNN.
As we said, eight Canadian nurses, they started a GoFundMe page so they can get out of Haiti.
They needed $9,000, and they've already raised more than $16,000. We spoke to one of those nurses, Tracy Hotta, moments ago. She described the scene outside the compound they're trapped in.
The pastor that is the director of the compound has instructed us not to go outside into the community across the highway, which is where the roadblocks are. So we're here. We can get people to come in, and we can still provide health care for them and feeding programs.
Jeez, this feed really sounds like shit. Sounds like she's in the middle of a fucking war zone.
This is horrible.
Schools have been shut. We do have a school on the compound. So we are safe here, but they will not let us to go outside the compound.
What kind of help do people need amidst these violent anti-government protests?
I think, I'm not a political person, but I think that maybe want the president to step down so that they can, they're very destitute down here, and the ones that we're actually treating, they live in huts, they sleep on the floor, they have no running water, they have no bathrooms.
Yeah, it's a terrible place.
They have no healthcare.
It sucks. Yeah. It would be a terrible place to live.
And eight of their nurses are hauled up in a fucking room that can't help anybody. At least they got their GoFundMe in.
They're very, very destitute here, and I think they're just taking desperate measures to try to make a change for themselves.
You and the other nurses launching this GoFundMe page in hopes of raising money for your own evacuation. Do you have any concept of when it could be that you're able to get out?
We have secured a helicopter as of about 9 o'clock.
Are you serious?
You're about to get a helicopter out of this? This is about to be a movie.
All of a sudden, a message popped up on our streaming thing. It says, we've detected copyright audio in your stream. Like, what? What have we possibly played that's copyrighted? And it's like, oh, your stream may be blocked, but we're still on. So I don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
Huh.
Like, what? I mean, like, we're listening to news stories. It's all fair use because, you know. We're just talking about what the news
reported.
We're doing
some commentary.
God damn you, YouTube.
That'd be the cherry on the top.
By the way, guys, I don't think we're going to do a post show tonight. I'm really not feeling well, and I'd probably rather not do it.
You ain't got that cred.
I'm just not feeling too good today.
Yeah.
We got a little bit more time. We got like 15 minutes or so. That's so weird. I like looked to see what this said, and it's like, oh, your stream may be blocked on copyright grounds.
That's some bullshit, man. I hate YouTube.
Apparently, it's maybe some people got blocked in other countries or something.
Let's read those streams
right
now. Cool.
What the fuck? Okay. What do we got here?
I'm going to be going live on my channel afterwards, so there you go.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. Yeah, and by the way, everyone that's watching right now, don't forget, me and Pimp, we're doing the Alter Perspective tomorrow, so
yeah,
join us for that.
Every Sunday.
Billy Boy, $5, T-O-R, The Outspoken Realist. Really? I think you're joking. I don't think Tor, the Outspoken Realist, still exists.
Well, Tor is what they were talking about. Tor, turns out, is like the gateway to the dark web. So through Brave, you can get into the dark web. I don't know why you'd want to go to the dark web. I heard it's like Haiti of the internet.
Dusty's owner, can you say that I'm a beautiful human? Well, he's already gone, but you are a beautiful human anyway. Spirit Flame, GDR is a great guest, and so is Josephine. They both are great and have really good points to say about the latest Amber Alert here in Ontario. rest in peace to that poor girl. I don't even know about that. That sounds really fucking
I guess her
bad.
Dad just took her and killed her.
Weed Wizard, $15. Here's some weed money to help you feel better, Ben. And I want to see Billy get zapped. Yeah, and he did.
You got it.
He did. What else do we have here? Spec, $10. I had a shitty fucking day on Thursday, including my computer breaking during the show and some fuckers throwing slush balls at my car during the post show. But you guys kept me sane. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. You guys helped keep me sane, too. Ryby gave us $2. Zap the silly-looking bird.
It's cold, Ryby.
Poor bird.
That's cold.
Hypothesis, $5. Just pretend you're getting zapped by a Pikachu in Pokemon Go.
That helped.
That's
actually
the way to get through it.
Thank you, Hypothesis.
Matt Capshaw, $1.99. Broke up with my girl today, but got new Pootang. Wow, you're moving really fast, dude. But hey, whatever makes you happy. 666666666. Zap yourself, Billy. And he did.
I did.
Manny, $3. My cast comes off Monday. Good.
Yes.
You taking them Percocets?
Them Parks.
Reds. We got all Red Scares. Egghead Show. Just sitting here eating, what is it, goji? G-O-G-J-I. Goji berries while wallowing in my own depression. Take $2. Hi, Dusty, you gorgeous bird. Oh, it sucks. Yeah, being depressed, it fucking sucks.
Yeah.
Hypothesis, $5. Hey, Billy. What do this isn't typed right, but I'll read it exactly how it's written. Hey, Billy, what do of Tim Pool's proposition of letting Amazon into New York and using some of the money generated to help people who'd have to move out?
I mean, if they had a system built like that.
That's a lot of, I mean, I don't know.
It seems like a new precedent in corporate interest to use earnings to help people relocate. Like, maybe that's somewhere we should go, but I feel like that's something so different from what we're used to right now. That's going to take some legislation or Amazon just has to buck up and do it like they did by giving all their employees a $15 wage. Isn't that what they came out ahead and did that in response to the city getting, because they almost got kicked out of Seattle, they halted Seattle. They halted building.
Yeah. They stopped building their building because they were doing a thing called a head tax here where they were going to tax them like $150 per employee. Yeah. And that was the reason they were trying to do that, was to try to help all the homeless people. Yeah. We have so many homeless people here because the cost of housing went up because big corporations came here and they could pay their employees more. So the cost of housing went up because people could afford to pay higher for housing. It's just fucking insane.
Yeah. So I don't know. Yeah. I'd probably have to read more into Tim Pool's plan to see how that would exactly be implemented and why they would break a precedent like this, where, like, how would Amazon choose to do it themselves and pay to help people relocate? Because I think that's something we have to think about when we think about Amazon taking over an area and becoming part of the Borg.
We are the Borg. You'll be assimilated. Resistance is futile.
You will be assimilated.
And that's all of them. The rest of them were $20 ones. Did we miss any other ones? I don't think so. Let us know if we missed one, but I think we got them all. Ooh, fuck.
You got it. You got it bad.
Okay.
It was nice to do kind of a more laid back show. I'm not doing my best right now, but you know.
Sorry, I was late tonight.
No, man. Cool. I'm glad you come here and help us out anyway.
I'll be honest with you. My only worry was getting that goal tonight, and you guys fucking helped us get there. And I had fun bullshitting. You know, this obviously is a special show. called it at the beginning when we were like, when Pim Hunk was gone, we're like, this is gonna be a fucking a fun one, guys.
Yep.
But we got there, and I appreciate everybody who helped us get there. I appreciate everybody who sat and watched with us.
Keeps coming in, too.
Forgot,
Saturday peeps are great when it comes to
this. Did Dragon in the West say we forgot two of their $2 ones?
Oh, God.
You can check
and
see. But, yeah. Fuck. No. Wow, we just hit 9/11.
Does that mean I have to drink a whole bottle of liquor until I die? Where is it? Dragon in the West. Dragon in the West. Dragon in the West. Where the fuck are you?
Where are you? Where are you, dragon?
I don't know why it's not. Oh, here it is. But what the fuck? All right. Where are we? So missing a weigh-in makes you think you have a problem with Pokemon Go, not nearly driving off the road trying to get a Mudkip. The fuck, Billy? Anyway, take my money, you scammer individuals. Thank you. Ben, how did you feel about the new Picard TV show coming out? Also, what's your favorite science fiction aside from Star Trek and Star Wars? I'm excited, but I'm keeping my expectations low because I was excited about Discovery before I found out what it was like. Do I have a favorite science fiction aside from Star Trek and Star Wars?
Quantum Leap.
I like Alien, and that's kind of like a blend of horror and sci-fi. I mean, Quantum Leap was good for what it was. I was just disappointed in the ending.
Oh, yeah, well, he got lost in time. It sucked.
Well, no, it ended up being God making him do all the shit that he was doing.
Well, I thought the one guy with the doohickey was an angel. Wasn't that always?
I don't think that was apparent. No, he was supposed to be like a time traveler.
Huh. Yeah.
That was like, well, he wasn't actually traveling through time. He just found a way to interact with him while he was traveling through time.
I was a kid when I watched it. I don't know what. Maybe I watched the final episode and just attributed him being an angel the entire time.
Did you know that the Catholic Church only started preventing clergy from getting married after the 13th century? Prior to that, priests were allowed to wed. The change happened because the Catholic Church had recently gotten stronger. Also, shut up, Dusty.
Ooh, shit.
Damn, talking shit to Dusty.
It's a cold-ass world. Andy Worski. Is he in chat? I just saw his animancer at Andy Worski. What's up? What's up, Andy? Teddy Rubskin's in chat.
Was Andy Worski in the chat?
I don't know. I saw animancer.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's him.
What up? Yeah.
What's up?
Andy
Teddy
Worski.
Rubskin. It's just, we're just having a Holy Ghost party.
Yeah.
Ghost of Holy.
We got to get Andy on sometime soon.
Yeah.
There's always something going on, man. He could talk about.
Andy's always got some shit going on.
He could talk about Tonka Saw. He could talk about Ian Miles Chong. He can talk about the guy from Right Wing Watch. And he can talk about JF.
Yeah.
Wow. Can
you talk about JF's girlfriend, though?
You, go ahead and do it.
JF! JF, where did all my spray paint go, JF? I want to draw Andy Worski's Kingy.
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 Man, that sucks when you're trying to spray paint and you fuck up.
Yeah.
And then you gotta like, it's like, damn. Maybe she should have practiced.
Oops. She probably did practice. There's probably like the wall of her house has all the fucking flowers and shit on it.
Yeah.
She practiced getting her flowers right and not the actual.
Oh, damn. Teddy Rubskin just challenged Andy to a fight.
Oh,
so Andy will get to fight a little stuffed teddy bear.
I bet you Teddy Rubskin would show up, too. You're going to watch the movie about Paige? It's getting good reviews so far. Definitely going to watch that. Yeah,
I'll check it out.
I got invited to a private screening like 2 weeks ago, but it was on a Tuesday night and I had to do the show. And I was like, I couldn't cancel the show. Couldn't make it happen, but I definitely want to see that. And I will watch it.
I heard it was good. I heard it was a good movie.
Hold up.
The documentary was awesome.
Who has AIDS? And Worski said that someone has AIDS. She had AIDS. Is that Mama JF?
Oh, I don't know.
What?
I don't know what he's talking about.
I don't know. What? What?
She's got the hibs.
We watched the thing where she said she threw up in a restaurant, which is interesting.
Yeah. And the car.
I mean, I can't say I've never thrown up in a restaurant or in a car.
And she was so proud of it, too.
Oh, Andy said he DM'd me.
Hit you with
me.
The DM?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was cute. Her stomach was upset. What if she's pregnant? And that's why she's puking.
Mm.
People have that morning sickness. What if we got another little Jeffrey entering this earth? Little baby. Baby?
A little Jean-François Nugget.
I don't know who he DM'd. If he DM'd you or DP or what. Let me see. Oh, yeah. Here it is.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What is this? What? Hold on, hold on. I got it. I got his thing. I'm gonna put it up in just a second here. What the fuck is this? It's the channel is called Mama JF.
Oh, oh no.
Yeah. Let me see. See what it does here. I'm just gonna put it up here rather than downloading it. All right, here it is.
It's so sad that there is a persecution of the religious discourse on the other side, which says, hey, how about we convince them not to be gay? How about we explain to people that a reproductive lifestyle is the only thing that will guarantee your satisfaction with life in the long run? Because it's a terrible thing to be an old and lonesome gay person.
Oh, shit! To have a...
My girlfriend wants to say something.
Hey, yo, because sorry, because yesterday I did that with old time, but it's an old habit I have, because before, every time I meet a gay guy, okay, I always try to convert him, and I always, almost always succeed in fucking with him at the end of the day. It's true.
Well, wait. You have taken upon your own shoulders to convince gay guys to have sex with women?
And they always...
Not with women.
So she tries to convert gay guys?
By fucking them.
And it works, she said?
Well?
I couldn't understand a fucking word she said.
She said she gets to the point where she can almost fuck them. And there's more video left here.
There's a lot left.
So I think we should see where this goes.
Fuck me! I say maybe 1% out of 2 is not really gay for real.
Okay, so Mama JF has done her own contribution to turning people heterosexual. She has given her own body to the cause.
I find Oh my god! Most gay guys will fuck a woman. Like
they will.
They're not grossed out by fucking women. They just prefer men. Like a hole is a hole, and I know a lot of gay guys who try and fuck certain hot chicks. Just because they know that, like, those hot chicks are desirable, and it's still like that conquest. It's not like how guys are against gay guys, where guys see a gay guy and they're like, oh, gross, gay, I don't want to fuck him. They're like, oh, that's a hot chick. I wouldn't mind playing with some boobs tonight. I know a lot of guys who are into that. You can say that they're not fully gay, but it's just fucking a fucking woman.
Like, yeah, I knew a gay guy that had a kid, and that was like one of the few times he actually tried a woman, and it just so happened he knocked her up.
Oops.
So, yeah, shit.
She's been at it.
Very, very rarely I'm lost for words, but I'm not really sure what to say to that. But
yeah, good one.
At least she's doing God's work.
Hopefully she doesn't do this while she's with me, you know?
Because then I will get the AIDS.
Didn't she say, like, every time?
And, but then there was, like, one moment where she said 1%. So it's like, honestly...
But didn't she say every time she saw a gay guy, she just tried to fuck them?
Yeah.
In an elevator.
The word elevator?
Yeah, I heard the word elevator. I just didn't understand all of it.
JF, every time I see a gay guy, I fuck him in the elevator because the elevator got stuck. And after 30 minutes, you have to fuck in an elevator if it's stuck. That's logic, right? If the elevator's stuck, you gotta fuck.
Oh, okay. Oh, hold on. We gotta watch the whole thing.
Of course. The public space. Oh,
Mama JF is back.
Amy, I have AIDS, but not because I slept with the
you
gay.
Don't have AIDS. What the fuck?
No, I do have AIDS, but it's not because I slept with a gay guy. It's because
has AIDS?
It's because JF gave me the ethnostate crud.
What are you talking about?
Okay,
well, but don't make jokes about AIDS. You cannot make joke about AIDS on my show.
No, there will be no AIDS in the ethnostate.
It's not because I sleep with a gay, only because I share
needles. He's like, get the fuck out of here.
Sometimes Mama JF's jokes about AIDS, they're not funny at all. Let's have a look at...
When Mama JF makes me look like a cuck for gay men, her jokes are not funny at all.
The super chat.
PBS. Before we get to the super chat, Jeff.
Oh, God, yeah. This guy's got some questions.
Yeah.
This has been one crazy show. I'm sat here snuggled up in bed. I can't even go on camera. You've got a sore throat. And your wife's just explained she's got AIDS. This has got to be the craziest show you've ever done.
Oh, it is. But she's actually using the fact that I have a very low voice and I cannot totally kick her out of the show. I'm just too weak physically. And so normally I would just
damn. Not only did she just say she had AIDS, he's saying that the AIDS has lowered his immune system so much that he can't even be a man. Like
and physically beat her ass.
Yeah.
Andy says he's weak because he has AIDS now.
Yeah.
Keep pushing her and saying, go back to the kitchen, go chop some celery. But now I'm too weak today and she made me drink this this kombucha stuff.
Kombucha?
Oh, damn. You're going full new age on us, JF.
For real? Is that kombucha cut with soy, JF?
So Mama JF does not have AIDS and it's not, I would not trust her on a test. I tested her.
I should have tested her for HIV and not just Jew. What the fuck? This is the worst.
She may be an AIDS, a gay fucking AIDS patient, but she isn't a Jew.
Oh, worst.
I always test people, so she was clearly kidding. Her joke was that she got AIDS from needles, but not from gay people, which is not funny at all.
Because she can't be trusted with the needles.
She I tries wish I could do a good them. JF impersonation.
I know.
She's swapping needles now.
Yeah, she's a smackhead.
This chick's awesome.
By the way,
she does graffiti. She
like
fucks gay guys, and she does smack.
And the best thing about it is, like Pimp Monk, you could just say you're gay, and she'll bang you.
Yeah, I don't want.
What would that sound like? Let's say she's trapped in an elevator with Pimp Monk. What would she say?
Well, she'd be trapped in an elevator with Billy.
No.
Pimp Monk, are you sure you're not gay? If you are gay, you can get some of this monkey. You want this monkey, Pimp Monk?
Off of my bread.
Are you a bug chaser, Pimp Monk?
Bug chaser? Well, I guess.
Yeah.
Not working.
Worse.
I can tell you, this is not a good joke. PBS says,
it's not a good joke, and it's blatantly going to be clipped out. You do realize that this is going to be clipped out and used in every
hit he called
he's
it.
Ever made against you forever.
At this point, I can yeah. I can take the clipping. PBS says, Jeff, sorry, boy, by the way. Foxabito says, good evening, Jeff. Keep up the good fight, and Miss Jeff belongs to you. Well, today yeah. She is she belongs to me, but she is uncontrollable in many ways.
Uncontrollable.
I don't know, man. I don't feel like that was the craziest clip that she's been in, so...
Which one? The one where she's yelling at the guy and she's like, you tried to kill me.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, that was pretty insane.
That's pretty crazy. The one where...
Where they're on the like right-wing show with the two...
With the Hitler Youth couple.
Yeah,
that
That
one was pretty crazy too. But I'm just glad the hits keep on coming, right? Like, not everyone has to be Let It Be. Every once in a while, you can listen to The Walrus, Goo 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 Joob. the greatest hits over here. I'm a fan. I'm a fan of Mama JF and Papa JF. I hope that she's not puking everywhere because she's pregnant, because they don't need a baby.
I felt really
messing
bad
up their dynamic
for Andy and anyone else who went to Tennessee and ended up like not having the fight and still having to be in Tennessee.
The wrestling promo they cut was fire though. Like,
yeah, all that was cool. I'm just saying, like, why couldn't they have had like the fight not happen in a fun town to be in?
It's Nashville, right?
Yeah, like they got
or Knoxville.
I think they Knoxville. Yeah. Actually, Andy, I think he accidentally flew to Nashville when he was supposed to go to Knoxville.
Which sucks, because Nashville's a good town.
Oh no! Okay, he's saying it was fun. Okay, yeah, you can make your own fun.
Dude, I've been in Ohio and had fun with cool people, right?
Yeah.
If you're there with Dick Masterson, sure, you're gonna have a good time anywhere.
But they got kicked out of a lot of places and banned from a lot of places too, because people there were uptight as fuck. I wonder what would happen if they came here.
I don't.
We should get Andy and Ralph and Dick all to come here.
Oh God. I wouldn't have to
go to Capitol Hill, man. That's like the most SJW area.
I'm not gonna co-sign this.
Come on, let's do it. You did it with Ice Poseidon. What are you saying? You like him better?
No, what I'm saying is when I went there with Ice Poseidon and Sam Pepper, I almost got kicked out of my own fucking city.
Yeah. This is round two.
This is me buying a one-way ticket to fucking Tennessee.
We'll find the first bitch with purple hair and ask her how many genders there are.
You better not.
And he said he's down.
Oh, fuck it.
Here we go.
We're going to do it in Spokane, Washington.
In Spokane? We've got to drive 6 hours.
As close as I want to get to this city with that time bomb.
Oh, no.
With that time
bomb. We're going to Pike and Pine, man. And
fucking Sam Pepper was here 2 days ago.
Yeah, but he behaved this time.
And he told me, he was like, I wasn't going to invite you out because I knew you would get kicked out of your city.
Yeah. Dude, that was so crazy.
Nah, we'll figure something out, though, because we got to figure out something with Dick, too, right? We were planning on that. Let's figure out a party and have a good old time.
A birdie.
Yeah. Yeah, we were supposed to do Dick Masterson Road Rage here, trying to find like a suitable venue and get all that worked out.
Yeah.
Andy Worski's in, dude. Dude, I want to come back to Toronto sometime. I used to go to Toronto every summer. And like, I haven't been there. It's been like 10 years now.
I have to get my passport because Ricky Berwick has bought a new house and he says he's got a dungeon in there and he's going to let me live in it.
That's weird. Where does he live?
I think outside of Toronto.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Pretty sure. We got to make it happen.
Yeah.
We're pretty close to Happy
Vancouver.
Days. Vancouver. Yeah, Vancouver. We can go to Vancouver. I got to get a passport just to go to Vancouver.
Yeah, I know.
Like, I need to get up in there. Your boy's sloughing on a passport. I remember when I was working for that billionaire, he'd always want to send me to Mexico or some fucking crazy place, and I never wanted to go, so I was like, nope, can't go, don't have a passport. Can't do it. I just got used to
that. That is a convenient excuse.
Yeah, at least I wouldn't be stuck in a third world country because of his shenanigans.
Yeah. So, are we ready to wrap this shit up?
Yeah, I think so.
Thanks for watching, guys. We'll be back on Tuesday.
We'll reach out to Josephine as well. I see a lot of people bringing up Josephine.
Yeah, really. Yeah. And looks like we got to work on getting Andy on, too. So we've got a bunch of cool guests coming up. Thanks for chilling with us today. Have a good night. And sorry for no post show. But
Pimp Monk's here. Thank you, Pimp Monk.
Yeah, go watch Pimp Monk. Later, guys.
Yeah. Later.
In the beginning, there was nothing. And then there was the Drunken Peasants Podcast.
Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants.
From the strangest corners of the internet, gonna get TP'd by Billy and Ben. You know where you can find them at. Get ready, cause they're gonna kick your... Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants.